This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein we discuss a wide variety of issues that relate to your health and well-being. We take your phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. We got lots to discuss this weekend as we head into fall. 877-726-8255. And we got some great recorded questions. People can call 877-726-8255 anytime during the weekend. They can record a question at their leisure, even if they're not listening live to the program. We got some great ones to field coming up. We're also going to talk about COVID. Now, I've avoided the topic of COVID for a while, and that has been intentional, and it is in direct contradistinction to what I did in the early days of the pandemic. I amped up our podcast so that we were podcasting not just 5 days per week, but 7 days per week, even recording podcast, extra podcasts on Sunday to bring you the latest dispatches from the front on COVID. And it was COVID, 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 24/7, 365 for quite a few months after COVID became a story in early 2020. But by January 2022, I wrote kind of a turning point article in our newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, entitled, "Maybe It's Time to Talk Less About COVID." And in that article, I wrote, "This new year, I made a resolution to talk less about COVID. It's taken center stage for nearly 2 years. In the early months of the pandemic, I broke precedent and issued breathless pandemic dispatches via my podcasts 7 days a week. We interviewed countless experts who offered their latest predictions and protective measures. But I wonder if I didn't inadvertently amplify the hysteria." So at the risk of reviving inordinate COVID obsession, today I'm going to talk a little bit about COVID. But before I get to that, last week, if you were listening to the program, something very interesting was transpiring while I did the program. My training partner over the summer, Angie, was doing a half Ironman at Coney Beach, Jones Beach, near Coney Island, but it's not Coney Island, it's Jones Beach, a little further east. And what was interesting is that we were tracking it in real time by means of an app, and the app could show you by means of an avatar of Angie with her picture where she was on that long, arduous course. It began with a 1.2-mile swim that was cut short due to weather conditions to 800 meters. That's still a considerable swim. That's about over 30 laps in a pool, followed by a 56-mile bike ride, and a 13.1-mile run, which was compounded by the weather conditions that way, that day, because there were upwards of 20-mile-an-hour winds going crosswise as he did the bike ride, and then the run, though flat, was in rain and drizzle. And so we were tracking her, I was telling her, oh, she completed the swim. Oh, she is now embarking on the bike ride. She's now at mile 13. She's now at mile 22. Oh, she's finishing the bike ride. This is all during the program. Oh, she's just about to begin the run, but, you know, since it's a 13-mile run, she's going to finish sometime after the program is over. And then during my play-by-play, she actually disappeared from the app. And there was kind of an ambiguous message on the app saying, we have lost track of this contestant. She either left the field or we're having difficulty with the tracking device. And we didn't know what had happened because it was very excusable for her to pack it in under the circumstances. Or maybe she was injured. Maybe she fell down. It was kind of worrisome. And we didn't know what happened. But shortly after the broadcast, the app kicked in again and showed that she completed the race. The race took her 8 hours and 8 minutes. And so we congratulate Angie. You know, I know I left you in suspense because it was unclear what her fate was on that arduous course. And so we congratulate her. There's an article in the Bearcat News for the college where she serves as head cross-country coach, and she's a great role model for her cross-country students, and she's a great role model as a mom making a comeback from her early triathlon efforts, because she's done some triathlons before, but after motherhood, yeah, a little bit of a setback and raising a child, this was her first foray back into the fray. And so we congratulate her for her fortitude. I trained hard with her over the summer, saw her determination, saw her careful training, her development of endurance and resilience. And so I know well the exhilaration of accomplishing your hard-won race goals. So a shout-out to Angie. And so coming back to the subject of COVID, one of my relatives posted on Facebook this week, my COVID vaccine appointment was canceled by CVS because there is a nationwide shortage now. Really? So what's going on is that there is a big push to get people to take the boosters. And yes, there's a COVID uptick with more people reporting infections. A few patients here.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in.
Around 20,000 people have been hospitalized recently, quote, with COVID, but it's likely they had comorbid conditions like congestive heart failure or poorly controlled diabetes or immune suppression or frailty. So I'm not sure that we're seeing a big comeback of COVID. And so with or without the fall booster, I'm not sure that this amounts to a big health challenge. Which is not to suggest that vaccines may be of some benefit to those who are at high risk, people who have comorbidities, the elderly, the frail, people with underlying medical conditions. But the White House and the CDC have recently stuck to their guns with a recommendation that everyone over the age of 6 months get the new COVID booster. But Americans, by and large, aren't biting. And this logjam over getting the vaccine. Even though people want to get the vaccine, it's hard for them to get the vaccine. So paradoxically, we're pushing the vaccine, but there are supply chain problems and bureaucratic snafus with insurance coverage that are limiting people's ability to get the vaccine. So that's going to further undermine confidence in the vaccine effort. The Wall Street Journal weighed in an op-ed recently about the approval of the vaccine, which I think was really political, because what they're saying is that everybody over the age of 6 months should get it. Well, they're using the KISS principle, keep it simple, stupid. They don't want to differentiate between people who've had COVID before, people who are young and healthy. They don't want to make racial distinctions because, yes, there may be a question of equity, which they cited in their decision to say that everybody should get the booster, regardless of race, color, creed, age, underlying medical condition. The Wall Street Journal weighed in saying the FDA last week approved updated boosters based on data showing they generated antibodies and past studies purportedly demonstrating that the original vaccine and earlier booster versions work, but these are largely extrapolations based on flimsy evidence. No placebo-controlled trials have shown the boosters are effective, because we don't know. It's just basically, yeah, it's kind of like when you launch a rocket to the moon. We've never, you know, prior to 1969, we never reached the moon. So how can you prove that you can reach the moon? Well, it's, you know, we did some shorter flights, and so it's an extrapolation. Yeah, we'll just go a little further and, you know, cross the fingers and toes and we'll reach the moon. And we did. That's an extrapolation. The studies on prior boosters systemically suffer from what scientists call healthy user bias. In other words, the people who seek these boosters, they're generally healthier individuals. You know, they're health conscious. They eat carefully. They exercise. They take their medications. The process by which okay. Oh, sorry. That's a touchy subject right there. Okay. I accelerated your aging already. All right. Not good. So the point that I'm trying to make is that, whether or not you are at risk for fractures is not simply a matter of your bone density. It's also a matter of how ungainly or gainly you are. I don't know if gainly is a word, but it is about your ability to move through space and negotiate obstacles and avoid trips and falls. And so if you – and you sound pretty spry. You sound, you know, very aware, and you know, perhaps you're not on multiple medications like a lot of people your age, blood pressure medications that increase the risk for lightheadedness, psych meds and pain meds that make you dizzy. These are things that can impair balance. And so, you know, I would say that, unfortunately, you really probably do need to take medication if what you say is true. The results are actually very, very bad in terms of prognostication for fracture risk. But you could also take the supplements that are beneficial for bone. They alone won't turn the corner for you. You can take calcium, magnesium, strontium, vitamin K2, obviously vitamin D. You need to have your levels checked and you have to have your vitamin D optimized. But for you, I would suggest a intelligent medicine path, the best of both worlds, the conventional treatment along with the natural support and, of course, exercise and balance training to keep you from risk of falls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Visa, a global leader in digital payments, just released the fall 2023 edition of its biannual threats report. One finding concludes ransomware is on the rise, says Michael Jabara, vice president and head of global fraud services at Visa.
What we have seen is about a 90%+ increase over the previous 6-month period. Is it unfortunate finding, but also an expected one?
Expected, says Michael, as there are more devices on the internet and the rise of AI tools as well. So what can we do about ransomware? Among other things, Michael says to remain vigilant.
It just starts with a mindset, being a proactive advocate on your behalf when it comes to cyber and fraud matters. Take a little bit of time to really determine whether the email, text message, even voicemail that you've received is legitimate or not.
Visa.com/security has more.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Every crisis is an opportunity for government to take our freedoms away. The Wall Street Journal reports that the Security and Exchange Commission has created a database to track every single stock transaction in your portfolio. Whether it be 9/11, the Patriot Act, when is this going to end? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we will be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back from Children's Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And if that lady from Iowa is still listening, I just wonder if her reporting of her results is off by a factor of 10, because she told me that she has a lumbar bone density, that is the bone density in her lumbar spine, of a minus 5, which would mean 5 standard deviations below normal, which is critical osteoporosis. I wonder if she missed by a decimal point. I wonder if it's 0.5, minus 0.5, which would mean that she's only slightly below normal, which kind of highlights the difference between a radio consult and an in-person visit with a knowledgeable physician who can actually say, wait a minute, let me look at that result. So just to clarify, this woman might be a candidate for medication, but it's not entirely sure. 877-726-8255, our number. And we got lots of recorded questions, and some of them were really good this week. So let's hear one of those.
Hi. I heard a teaching on the importance of the bacteria in the mouth, that it's needed to create nitric oxide and for proper microbiome in the gut. And when people use mouthwash, actually destroy that. But I use doTERRA, and I make my own wash oil just out of essential oils. It has no chemicals, just essential oils. And I was wondering if that would still cause the same problem. Does it destroy my good bacteria in my mouth that it's needed?
Okay, that's a really interesting question. Thanks for teeing off a discussion. Nitric oxide, abbreviated NO, that's why a lot of people say just say no to cardiovascular disease. It's very, very fundamental to blood flow and circulation. Nitric oxide dilates the blood vessels. And one of the ways that we get nitric oxide is through our diets, through what are called dietary nitrates. Dietary nitrates, you can find them in beets. That's why there's a lot of beet supplements that help you optimize blood pressure and promote circulation, and even with the potential that they may improve sexual functioning, because after all, what is Viagra, Levitra, Cialis? These are medications that increase nitric oxide. So the dietary nitrate, however, has to be converted to nitric oxide via bacterial metabolism. And some of that starts in your mouth. So some ingenious researchers asked the question back in 2015, could using potent antimicrobial mouthwashes, antiseptic mouthwashes, an example might be, you know, one of the most popular, Listerine, which, you know, basically kills things off, or chlorhexidine, which is sometimes given to people who have periodontal disease. It's a potent antimicrobial. If they could kill off the oral flora to the point where the conversion from dietary nitrate to nitric oxide might be inhibited. And in fact, small study, 15 hypertensive men and women were recruited in this study. They used an antibacterial mouthwash for 3 days. And what they found is that there was indeed decreased oral nitrate to nitrite reduction, which impaired nitric oxide production. And there was an impact on blood pressure, although it was slight. The use of antibacterial mouthwash over 3 days resulted in higher systolic blood pressure by around 2 points. Not much. Didn't affect diastolic blood pressure. And so the conclusion was that, and I'm reading here from the study, interruption of the nitrate, nitrite, nitric oxide pathway through the use of antibacterial mouthwash was paralleled by a small elevation of systolic blood pressure in treated hypertensive men and women. Okay, fine. So then the question arises, well, okay, if that happens with these powerful antiseptic mouthwashes, will it happen with the herbal mouthwashes? And doTERRA, I looked it up. It's one of those over-the-counter mouthwashes that makes use of essential oils along with something called xylitol. And xylitol is actually the secret sauce in Spry Dental Defense Products. This is one of our sponsors. Clear, X-L-E-A-R.com is their website. And these inhibit bacteria, but they inhibit bacteria. They don't wipe them out. They don't completely eradicate all the good and all the bad bacteria in a kind of an indiscriminate fashion. They just, you know, may slightly reduce the concentration, especially of pathogenic bacteria. That's according to studies. So I would say, I would give you a pass with the deterrent. Besides, the effect, the magnitude of the effect is relatively small. And so this is, you know, something that has kind of morphed into a real significant story. You use mouthwash. If you're hypertensive, your blood pressure is going to skyrocket. Probably the magnitude of the effect is relatively small. The take-home point is consume a lot of dietary nitrates from beets, arugula, lots of fresh green leafy vegetables contain nitrates. You know, avoid the, you know, highly chemicalized mouthwashes because they actually destroy some of the beneficial bacteria in your mouth and possibly downstream in your digestive tract. And use, you know, more natural products that have a more subtle effect on reducing mouth odor and inhibiting the growth of the bad bacteria that cause tooth decay, periodontal disease, and halitosis. 877-726-8255, our number. This fall season is already upon us, and that, along with lingering wildfires and other factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Now, Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits, the well-established benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. And together they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. And for a limited time, you can buy one container of NT Factor lipids powder. That's what I use. I put it in my shakes, and I sprinkle it on my desserts, even salads, and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor lipids powder, as I do, and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free. And breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. And so now back to our discussion of the current brouhaha over COVID making a comeback. Yeah, there's been a problem with the current vaccine rollout, the booster. They say there are plenty of vaccines available, but bureaucratic snafus are leading to delays and cancellations of appointments, further undermining confidence in public health messaging. And so the U.S. is an outlier among nations in recommending the boosters for other than seniors and those with underlying risk factors. The U.K., for example, and many countries in Scandinavia and throughout Europe say, if you're over 65, yeah, consider the booster. If you have underlying medical conditions or if your doctor recommends the booster, but they're not saying that everybody needs to take the booster. Pfizer recently forecast that only 24% of Americans will be taking the booster this fall, leading them to schedule layoffs in their vaccine division. And uptake among children and adolescents is even more disappointing to health authorities. They're commissioning expensive NIH studies. They're saying, what's going on? They want to plumb the reasons why parents, many of whom themselves dutifully signed up for the vaccines and boosters, don't think their kids need them. So it all goes to the risk-benefit equation, because if the perceived risk of adverse reactions, which are real, exceeds the slight or negligible protective benefits, why boost? And here's an interesting study. Okay, so you might say that there's a strong case for having all healthcare workers take the vaccine because, number one, they might serve as a reservoir of infection. They might, if they get COVID, they might transmit pathogens to already debilitated patients. So they themselves have a right to be shielded from health threats because they're on the front lines. And, you know, patients with COVID enter the hospital and, you know, they should get the booster. Moreover, here's a consideration. Sickness among hospital staff can create critical manpower shortages. It's just when capacity is being overwhelmed, as in the early days of COVID. Well, there's a German study that just came out that looked at the effect of boosters on healthcare workers. And what they found was some counterintuitive. Among 1,704 healthcare workers, this is in Germany, 595, that's 35%, were on sick leave following at least one COVID-19 vaccination. That led to a total number of 1,550 sick days. And what they found was that the number of sick days and the rate of healthcare workers on sick leave significantly increased with each subsequent vaccination. I'm going to repeat that. So if you got the initial two, maybe, you know, some people had to take a day or two off because they didn't feel good. With each subsequent vaccination, including boosters, the sick days increased. The boosters placed an inordinate burden on staffing, particularly among nurses, who seem to experience more serious vaccine reactions. There's something about a male-female dichotomy. Men may be more resilient to the vaccines, although among younger men, among especially adolescent males and 20-somethings, there was a small but significant incidence of myocarditis, which is precisely the age group who are least likely to suffer severe consequences of getting a mild COVID infection. So do you want to trade the risk of myocarditis, albeit small, for some protection against COVID when it doesn't even prevent transmission? That's the other thing that has been highlighted is, well, take the shot now to prevent grandma from getting COVID. Well, very little evidence. In fact, lots of contrary evidence that suggests that transmission is not blocked by even the initial shots. And there's no evidence whatsoever on the boosters protecting the rest of the populace from getting infected with COVID. So some of the facts are coming back to haunt the CDC and the White House in making an indiscriminate recommendation that everybody should take the booster. And when we return, we'll talk more about the great political divide that's developing around this issue. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. With frequent wildfires contributing to airborne pollution and the fall allergy season upon us, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by wildfire pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by wildfire smoke. For a limited time, buy one container of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free, and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Hey,
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Sparkling Zero Sugar and Sparkling Zero Sugar. A portion of every purchase of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw will go to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation's Hawaii Disaster Relief Fund to support relief and recovery efforts in Hawaii. Since 2005, the foundation has awarded more than $77 million to first responders and public safety organizations across the country. To learn more, visit your local Firehouse Subs or visit www.firehousesubs.com. Sponsored by Firehouse Subs.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24-7, 365. You can call in anytime you like with a question. We've got a real bunch of excellent questions this weekend, so let's tackle one of them. Let's hear it.
I'm scheduled for a MRI of my liver to check up on a hemangioma that they caught by accident about 2-3 years ago. Anyway, I just was wondering what I can take. They say I need the contrast to detoxify myself before and after the test. I would appreciate if there's anything I could do to wash away the chemicals that I have to have for this test.
Okay, this is a really great question because there is some controversy about the contrast that is used in MRIs. There's MRI without contrast, and then there's MRI with something called gadolinium, which is a rare earth that seems to light up areas where there's blood circulation, and it highlights the MRI, makes it easier to read. So I search high and low for information about how to prevent gadolinium toxicity, or once you acquire gadolinium toxicity, how to get rid of it. And there's actually a very informative website called gadoliniumtoxicity.com where questions have been raised about the increased use of MRIs, which had the use has skyrocketed because MRIs are so great. They show you everything, you know, with great detail in the body. And especially people with brain-related problems, you know, if you hit your head or if you have some kind of, even headaches or some sort of movement problem, they want to do an MRI of your brain. And usually they'll, if they really want to get a close look, they'll do it with contrast. If they think you have MS or if they want to monitor the progress of your MS, they may give you multiple MRIs with gadolinium contrast. The problem is that in people with poor kidney function, the gadolinium is not eliminated well, and it may accumulate in the body, and in particular in the brain, and that is a concern. But they don't even know to what extent that is a real concern for people getting ordinary routine MRIs with contrast who don't have kidney failure or poor kidney function. In 2015, they announced that the FDA is evaluating the risk of brain deposits with repeated use of gadolinium-based contrast agents for MRIs. People reporting vague symptoms, burning symptoms, brain fog, fatigue, numbness and tingling, headache, insomnia. These are kind of vague symptoms. They're hard to prove that they're attributable to the gadolinium, but there's no question that gadolinium can accumulate in the body, even in people with normal kidney function. So is there something you can take? Can you take, milk thistle, or can you take N-acetylcysteine? And I got to say that none of those things, I mean, for example, if you're taking a lot of Tylenol, yeah, N-acetylcysteine will prevent the toxicity. If you are exposed to a lot of radiation, maybe antioxidants can be helpful. But this is not a radiation test. This is a magnetic test. And so what can be done? I think the best way to deal with this is to use gadolinium very sparingly and judiciously. You have a hemangioma, which is suspected. That's a fairly routine finding. Is it really, really, really necessary to use that contrast? And I would challenge the decision by the doctor and the radiologist to use contrast in this situation, because you've already had one, and maybe, just maybe, you shouldn't court potential disaster by having additional sequential gadolinium contrast studies if they're not really necessary. I mean, yeah, the doctors really want that information, but it probably is just an innocent hemangioma, which is a lake of blood, not a tumor in your liver, God forbid. So I would just suggest being very judicious about ordering MRIs with contrast. This is really something for patients to advocate for with their doctors. You know, ask the question, like, is it really necessary to use the contrast? How important is it? Is it going to make a difference? What can you find out that makes it worth running the risk that gadolinium is going to accumulate in my body? And I think if there's sufficient pushback, there will be less cases of people exposed to excess gadolinium. There are treatments for this, but they're highly speculative. Chelation therapy may be helpful. There's unusual chelating agents which are being proposed, but all that is on the research level. Is it really, are they safe? Are they effective? Does it make a difference? Is it really necessary to give people unusual intravenous treatments to rid their bodies of gadolinium? The answer is unclear. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Great questions this hour. Keep it coming. This is the Intelligent Medicine Radio Program.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
RSV, a virus that causes infections of the lungs and lower respiratory tract, spreads easily and quickly among infants and children. In fact, RSV is the leading cause of hospitalization in infants. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. Believe it or not, RSV is so widespread, almost all children are infected by H2. But now, there are more ways to help protect families from serious illnesses and diseases like RSV. Talk to your doctor about preventative options today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FC.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. With a government shutdown averted, President Biden now urging Congress to approve new assistance for Ukraine.
The temporary funding bill that lawmakers passed on Saturday did not include money for Ukraine, and the president said Congress must act as soon as possible.
There's an overwhelming number of Republicans and Democrats in both the House and the Senate who support Ukraine. Let's vote on it.
Speaking from the White House, Mr. Biden declared that America will not walk away from Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
We cannot, under any circumstance, allow American support for Ukraine to be interrupted.
But as the war grinds on, Republican resistance to Ukraine aid has been gaining momentum. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the passage may have a high personal price tag. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz says he'll try to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his position this week, claiming McCarthy's brazen material breach of agreements he made with House Republicans back in January when he ran for Speaker. No House leader has ever been removed from office through the kind of move Gaetz says he'll try. The chair of the new Select Committee on the Strategic Competition between the United States and Chinese Communist Party has two questions for the GOP presidential field that he says were not asked at last week's debate.
Why should Americans, average Americans, care about the threat posed by the CCP? What is the threat that it poses to America right here at home? And then I would say, what is your plan for preventing a war with China, specifically over Taiwan?
Speaking on the Salem News Channel, Gallagher says that would force a future commander-in-chief to explain what they would do to force a military buildup and put in place a deterrence by denial posture, which currently in the Taiwan Straits is not moving in the direction of the U.S. President Trump, former President Trump on the stump today in Iowa. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you Dorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Serbia is denying reports of a troop buildup near Kosovo.
Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić is rejecting U.S. and EU reports of a military buildup along the country's border with Kosovo. In the wake of rising tension in the Balkan region after a recent deadly shootout, Vučić says reports of increased military presence are untrue, complaining of a campaign of lies against his country. Kosovo's government says it's monitoring Serbian military presence from three different directions and is urging its neighbor to pull back troops and demilitarize the border area. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Business sentiment among big Japanese manufacturers improved in the period July through September for the second straight quarter, that according to a central bank survey. The Japan's Tanken quarterly survey measured business sentiment about major manufacturers. Townhall.com. Now, here's a robbery you just don't see very often.
Police say a man using Airbnb to rent a room robbed a Georgia homeowner at gunpoint. The homeowner in the Atlanta suburb of Buford called police saying a man rented his basement through the room-sharing app, then stole his wallet. A police report says the renter checked in and quickly texted the owner upstairs to say the toilet was leaking. The homeowner was checking the toilet when the renter appeared with a gun, tied up the man, and then fled with his wallet. Jason Walker reporting.
Saltwater flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the drought-stricken Mississippi River is prompting Louisiana Governor Edwards to ask President Biden to declare a state of emergency. The salty inflows threaten drinking water supplies. Edwards says the issue is so severe the state can no longer handle it on its own. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Really appreciate you tuning in today. I have a lot of information on the program today that'll, I think it'll be super helpful, but first of all, let me say that my friend and producer Sean Floyd, here in the station with me here in the recording studio, we talk about sports a lot, off the mic, of course. And, but I have to say, I have to address this one. It's the phenomenon, and I know he's going to have some comments on this, but it's the phenomenon of Taylor Swift appearing in the Kansas City Chiefs suite this past Sunday to watch her. We don't know if he's her boyfriend, her friend, a love interest. We have no, if this is a marketing ploy, we have no idea, but there she was, arguably the biggest name, most well-known pop, you know, singer, entertainer, maybe in the entire world. She's sitting here in Kansas City cheering for, you know, for the Chiefs like everyone else. And I'll have to say that was pretty cool.
Well, didn't she just say in a concert not too long ago that she was a Philadelphia fan?
Well, she did, but Philadelphia doesn't have Travis Kelce. They have his brother, and he's already married. So.
Well, this is true. But, yeah, I cannot wrap my mind around the hoopla of all this. Just, it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. So the impact of Taylor Swift coming to a Chiefs game to cheer on Travis Kelce It is insane. So in 24 hours on Monday, Travis Kelce gained over 300,000 social media followers, had a 400% increase in merchandise sales. His jersey, all the Swifties are buying Travis Kelce jerseys and learning how to spell football, right? And it's now the top five selling jersey in the NFL. It is just crazy, just the impact. It's this weird phenomenon. We're not used to that here in Kansas City. We're pretty laid back. I figured after the game, they would probably be kind of undercover and pretty subdued, maybe go to Mahomes' house and kind of chill out or something. Oh, no. Kelce was driving around Kansas City in his convertible, in his old classic. It's like a 72 Chevelle or something like that. And they took over a bar and a restaurant downtown. It was crazy. It was a phenomenon.
Like I said, it still boggles my mind. I can't wrap my head around this.
So all I have to say, and major news outlets spending like 10 or 15 minutes covering this, and one news reporter said that it's an NFL love story, and they just doubled their audience overnight. So I don't know who knows where it goes, but good luck to both of them. And I think it's kind of cool. It's just kind of surreal. Anyway. All right. So Sean and I. And he's a Broncos fan, and he's still very upset by the game last weekend. And Sean, it's got to get better, doesn't it?
Well, I'm going in for a head fitting for a bag next week.
I think you said you're going to when Denver comes to Kansas City, and you're going to have a bag ready to
put over your. Yes, I am.
Oh my gosh! So anyway, hey, the Chiefs. We've suffered through some pretty bad seasons, so I feel for you, my friend. So, so all right. Well, thanks for indulging us in our sports talk coming on in a senior care a senior care program.
Yeah, let's get down to the real talk.
Here. Yeah. Let's get down to the important stuff. But it's just such a phenomenon. I just wanted to just talk about that for a minute. So I received some phone calls and several emails over the past, about week or so, asking me to please review, again, the assisted living and long-term care, also known as a nursing home, pricing. So I thought I would spend just a little bit today reviewing that. If you want to go back to one of the podcasts, I did talk about this here recently. I think some folks just wanted another quick review on that. So first of all, the assisted living level of care, that's right in the center of the continuum of care. It is a social model, not a medical model. And in that social model, there is a tremendous amount of support with what is referred to as your activities of daily living. So they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, using the toilet. They provide some incontinence support and management to a point. They do distribute your medications, super important. They make all of your meals, snacks, and hydration. There's a full calendar of activities for meaningful social engagement. Doctors make house calls. There's transportation to take you out to a doctor's visit if you need to see a specialist or a particular doctor that doesn't come in-house. So there's just a tremendous amount of support. It's just not medical in nature or medically based. The other big thing that they can provide is what is referred to as a one-person transfer. And what that means is that if you are weakened, but you can still provide some effort in moving yourself from point A to point B, and you need the help of one staff person to help you do that. Okay, just to kind of help you get up and then get over, you know, move from your bed to your chair to a wheelchair, to your walker, in and out of the shower, on and off the toilet, that kind of thing. So a couple of things that would push the need to move from your assisted living community to long-term care would be a two-person transfer or some of these other medical needs such as catheter care, tube feeding, wound care, diabetic management with insulin injections. Now, there are a few assisted living communities that I'm aware of that will provide that, but very, very few. Usually that's going to fall over into that medical category of long-term care, pain management, et cetera, et cetera. So at the assisted living level of care, the pricing
is going to be affected by a couple of factors. Okay, number one, the size of your apartment. So a studio apartment will cost less than a one-bedroom apartment, will cost less than a two-bedroom apartment. And so obviously that makes sense. So the more space you have, the more it's going to cost. And then the second influencing factor that would influence the price is going to be how much care do you need? So generally speaking, if a person needs less care, not for all of the pricing models, but for most of them, if you need less care and require less assistance, you will pay less than someone requiring a tremendous amount of care using a lot more resources and staffing. So hopefully that makes sense. And so in assisted living, you could expect to pay on average somewhere between $5,000 to about $7,000. That would be just kind of right down the middle. You might be able to find a place for less than that. You can definitely spend more than that. There's no doubt about it. But that's going to be an average for you. And on the assisted living pricing model, I think the most common model, and I've covered this before, but again, this is just a quick review, is your base plus level of care. So they have a base charge, and then how much care do you need? So level of care, one, two, three, four. Typically, I'll see either three or five levels of care. I've seen four as well. But level of care number one is you need a little bit of help over their base package. Level of care two means you need a little bit more than that. Three, it goes up and up and up until you max out. Okay, so that's how that works. There's a base plus an a la carte, which gets super detailed in the billing, and then there's a flat fee for service model, pricing model. And I kind of like that one, actually. You know, if you need a little help or a lot of help, they've got you covered, and it costs X dollars a month, and that's pretty easy to budget that. So that's how that works. In long-term care, typically you're going to have two different options there. You're going to have a shared room cost or a semi-private cost where you have a roommate, and then there's a private room cost. So I've really seen this one skyrocket here over the past, 9 to 12 months. It's really taken a jump. So a semi-private or a shared room rate in long-term care, and they do this one by the day. So you're going to be somewhere between about $250 to $275 a day. You can find some places definitely less than that. You can definitely spend more than that, but that's going to be pretty close. And then once you get up into a private room in long-term care, space now comes at a premium because, remember, it's mostly about the care. So you're going to be paying somewhere upwards of maybe $10,000 to about $15,000 a month for that care. All right, so hopefully that helps you out, and you learned a little bit more about pop culture in Kansas City. How about that? All right, now the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities provide memory care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Teeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
RSV, a virus that causes infections of the lungs and lower respiratory tract, spreads easily and quickly among infants and children. In fact, RSV is the leading cause of hospitalization in infants. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. Believe it or not, RSV is so widespread, almost all children are infected by H2. But now, there are more ways to help protect families from serious illnesses and diseases like RSV. Talk to your doctor about preventative options today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities provide memory care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And I'll guarantee you there are a lot of listeners saying, wait a minute, Steve, that's not what you said. Yeah, okay, so it's a little bit of a trick question. The answer is true. All assisted living communities provide memory care, and they will care for residents with early symptoms of dementia, okay, pleasantly confused, a little memory loss, easily redirected, et cetera, but not all of them have a memory care unit or a memory care neighborhood, memory care program, whatever you want to call it, lots of different terms for that, where they have a separate portion of the building with codes on the doors and all of that, where they provide the special type of care for residents with cognitive impairment and then all of the issues that come along with that. So not all of them have that memory care segregated space in their building, but every single one of them provides memory care, and the fact that they do care for residents with mild cognitive impairment. So how about that? All right, so we are knocking on the door to October, which is ridiculous, by the way. Where, I mean, seriously, Where is the time going? Oh, my gosh. So we are coming up on Medicare. Medicare open enrollment, annual election period, all of that fun stuff. So let's do a little myth busting.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right, so the first myth, Medicare will pay for my stay in assisted living and long-term care. I cannot tell you how many people I have met over the years. Like, Steve, we need to find a good assisted living community or, you know, good long-term care community for our loved one. And let me say this, man, we are covered. I've got the best Medicare policy that money can buy. And, man, I feel good about it. So we're covered, right? I'm like, oh, no, okay, we need to talk about that because the fact is Medicare will not don't wreck the car. Don't choke on your coffee or your drink or the food that you're eating right now. Medicare will not pay for either one. Medicare does not pay for assisted living, and Medicare will not pay for your long-term stay in your long-term care community, period. That is just a fact. Okay, and if I just ruined your day, I apologize. If you want to talk about that, you have other questions, give me a call and we can talk about that. But that's just, I wanted to put that out there. Just went ahead and busted that myth. Okay, another one. The myth is Medicare is provided to me by the government and I'm covered for all of my medical expenses. So I'm set. The fact is that Medicare is provided by the government. But, by the way, you paid for that with all of your contributions through your paycheck over the many years of working. Okay? And if you want Part B, because, look, Medicare is provided, but it's Part A. That's your hospitalization, which is super important. But if you want Part B, that pays for outpatient services, blood tests, x-rays, MRIs, doctor's visits, I mean, it goes on and on and on. If you want that, if you want a Medicare supplement plan, if you want a Medicare Part D plan, which, by the way, you do want all of those things, you must pay for that in the form of a premium. Okay, so just the fact that you have Medicare doesn't explain the whole story, and it doesn't provide all of the coverage that you're going to need. Another myth. Medicare is the same as Medicaid. So, no, it's not. So, I can't tell you how many times I've talked to even some professionals and they intermingle or commingle or interchange the word Medicare and Medicaid. So, Medicare is absolutely not Medicaid. Just think of Medicare as your health insurance. So, and then Medicaid, I just talked about this, Medicare, you know, your hospitalization, your doctor's visits, and all of your medical costs. So it's your health insurance. Medicaid is available to anyone who has outlived their assets and they need help paying for health-related services. But it is not Medicare, and that is the fact. So, all right, and then we'll just go ahead and blow up one more of these things. Medicare is only available to those who have turned age 65, and it's not available to anyone else. It's a very exclusive club. Right? But that is not true. Medicare is also available to those younger than age 65 in certain circumstances, such as being disabled. And there are some other circumstances as well. And that's a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right. So, I'll be talking a lot more about Medicare in the coming weeks and as we approach that Medicare annual enrollment period, which, by the way, I mean, we're just about there. And every single year, it's from October the 15th. All the way through December the 7th, and then any changes that you should choose to make are effective then that following, just a few weeks later, January 1 for that calendar year. And I'll be inviting some Medicare experts onto the program here to share their knowledge and advice with us, and you're not going to want to miss that. And just stay tuned and expect that here in the coming weeks. So your Medicare Part B premiums are going to increase for 2024 from $164.90 to $174.80. So basically just call it a $10 a month increase. Part D premiums will actually go down about a dollar a month. So Part D is actually going to go down just a little tiny bit. As far as these Medicare supplemental plans, if you say, well, I'm interested in that Part F, because, as in Frank, because I hear that that thing covers everything. Well, that plan does cover everything, but guess what? They don't sell it anymore. It's not available. So if you are a Medicare recipient and you have a Part F and you're enjoying your pretty bulletproof, pretty much you don't pay a cent for anything as far as paying for these healthcare costs and hospitalizations and all that, if you can afford it, if you can afford that monthly premium, which is somewhere probably between $250 and $300 a month, hang on to it because you can't get it. It's not even available anymore. Now, if you want something close to Part F, and again, I'm going to ask the experts this in the coming weeks, Part G is very, very similar to Part F, and they do sell that. And so if you want something similar to Part F, just ask for a Part G. And all of these, and then there's a Part N. My mom has Part N. It's fantastic coverage, and it's pretty darn good, and it's a little more affordable, I think, on that monthly premium. So, and if you want to know what's all this Part stuff, well, Medicare Part B pays 80% of all of those services. So what about the other 20%? I mean, that could leave you with thousands and thousands of dollars of exposure. So these Medicare supplement insurance policies pay that other 20%, and then that way you're pretty much made whole. So anyway, these are all super important topics to consider this year and every year during open enrollment. And with that, I'll have a lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Volunteers connect to their community and find meaningful ways to share their skills and experience. A recent study by AmeriCorps shows that 88% of AmeriCorps seniors volunteers felt less isolated while serving their community. If you are 55 or older, join us and stay connected by giving back. Visit AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment to get started today.
For nearly 10 years, Firehouse Subs guests have been asking for one thing. The return of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich. Ready for a return to flavor paradise? The beloved sandwich is back for a limited time, featuring a blend of sweet, savory, and tangy flavors with irresistible King's Hawaiian bread, slow-smoked pulled pork, melted pepper jack cheese, and slaw. Transport your taste buds to flavor paradise. It pairs perfectly with the new tropical cherry limeade with a pineapple flavor twist, available in original sparkling zero sugar and sparkling zero sugar. A portion of every purchase of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw will go to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation's Hawaii Disaster Relief Fund to support relief and recovery efforts in Hawaii. Since 2005, the foundation has awarded more than $77 million to first responders and public safety organizations across the country. To learn more, visit your local Firehouse Subs or visit www.firehousesubs.com. Sponsored by Firehouse Subs.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I was doing a lot of reading. I read this this headline. I thought, ooh, probably ought to check this out. And then once I read it, I thought, I think we need to talk about that. So here we go.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
All right, so this is from the Skilled Nursing News, September the 18th, 2023. Staffing mandate proposal inherently flawed with complete disrespect to LPNs. I'm like, man, that's a pretty strong statement. So it goes on to say the federal minimum staffing proposal was rushed through and is, quote, inherently flawed, end quote, according to the chief of the nation's largest nursing home association. In a wide-ranging conversation at the Skilled Nursing News, there's something called the Think Conference in Chicago last week. Mark Parkinson, he's the president and CEO of the American Healthcare Association, said problems with the staffing proposal stem from lack of funding and the federal government ignoring regional differences in staffing, census, and reimbursement, among other issues. Goes on to say the quality of the process usually defines the quality of the product, and obviously they're complaining about that. So it said that's because they've had a good process in the past, and they haven't had a good process currently. I won't read through all that. Any minimum staffing mandate is best addressed at the state level, said Parkinson. And I totally agree with that because he said, for starters, there are dramatic differences between Medicaid rates, with some states still reimbursing with Medicaid rates of around $170 a day. Now, I just told you what the cost was for long-term care for a shared room, right? I said $250 to $275 a day is pretty normal. Medicaid rates in some states are $170 a day, with other states over, and I think this is a huge number, over $400 a day. So you can't treat those states the same. You just can't do it because there's a lot different funding available to all of the nursing home operators out there. Moreover, there are facilities in states like New York with over 600 beds in one facility. And in Kansas or Washington or several other states, there may be more commonly, you know, 40 to 60 beds. So they're just not the same. So that's why I agree, get this federal mandate stuff out of it, maybe provide some guidelines, but then you can tailor them to each state. And then there are also different licensures across the country, and some states might not have enough registered nurses to fulfill the rather difficult 24/7 RN requirement, while others may not have a sufficient number of qualified candidates, and that's a huge problem. So he said it doesn't make sense to have the same requirement in every state. And so I cannot agree with that more. The proposal calls for a Medicare and Medicaid certified nursing home to provide a minimum of 0.55 hours of care from a registered nurse per resident per day and 2.45 hours of care from a nurse aide per resident per day. And then it goes on to say with non-rural nursing homes, so nursing homes in larger cities, having 3 years to comply. Rural nursing homes have 5 years to comply. So it, even if it is passed and adopted and all of that, it's not going to happen. They're not going to enforce that immediately. You have some time to get there. So what we're really hoping is that the Biden administration just won't issue the rule. And that's happened in the past. They have a rule, they just don't issue it or they don't act upon it. Okay, so this is one thing that really caught me. And what about the LPNs? I mean, where is it mentioned anywhere about the use of LPNs and their minimum numbers? And so, I mean, that's why the term complete disrespect was used in that headline, because they're just throwing them under the bus. So I wanted to see for myself if some of the places that I've recently toured with my clients would meet the requirements. And so at least on the RN part of it, I think most of the places that I go to, they're pretty well staffed with CNAs and CMAs. But what about the RNs? That's becoming a really difficult situation in staffing. So I'm looking at one place here. This is a 5-star rated long-term care community or nursing home, right? They have one RN during the first shift and then no RNs the second and the third shift. They're available, they're on call, but they're not staffed. However, they offset that with one LPN during the day, two LPNs during the evening, and then one LPN overnight. So this 5-star rated community with stellar, and I mean stellar care, 5-star, hardly any deficiencies in their last 3 years of surprise health inspections. This is one of the best places around for care. They would fail the test, this new standard. That's pretty interesting. The next place I went to, they did have one RN per shift here, okay, along with one LPN, two LPNs, and one LPN. So they're pretty heavily staffed there. And that was a 4-star rated community. And then their staffing ratio ended up being 1 to 6.6, which is pretty common. The third place we went to has one RN for the first two shifts. They don't have an RN on staff overnight, but again, they are available and on call. And then they have an LPN in the second and the third shift. So they're, I would say, a little heavier staffed at 1 to 6. And but that's for a smaller number of residents. So actually they would just barely make it, but they would actually make it. So two of the three places that I've very recently toured, they would actually meet that. One of them, which is a 5-star awesome place, would not. I just thought that was interesting. So the government chose, in my opinion, chose to cause a catastrophic staffing shortage by mandating that nursing home workers must get the COVID vaccine. And guess what? I talked about it on the program before. There was a mass exodus from that field, which was already short-staffed. This is from the American Bar Association, July 27th, 2022. They call it COVID vaccine hesitancy among nurses worldwide is still an issue. And although it has waned, it says, since 2020. So the refusal rate among nurses was 23.4% in 2020, 18.3% in 21. And it goes on to suggest, you know, some of the reasons they were very concerned about the safety, the effectiveness, and the side effects. And there's, they also mentioned mistrust of the government and drug companies. So, I mean, these are very educated people. They know what can go wrong. They know how to read the side effects. And the fact is, a lot of them just refused. And so, I think we lost about, depends on what study you look at, about 20% of our healthcare and nursing home workforce in a very short period of time. And then now I'm hearing about, you know, more, potentially another round of lockdowns. And oh my goodness, if that happens, I think you'll see a revolution in the streets. I hope we don't see that. I keep hearing about it, but, the one thing that I am hearing, I think more credibly, is a potential another round of COVID vaccine mandates. Now, if that happens, we may very well lose our entire healthcare system, because I personally know not a couple, but a lot, and I mean a lot of nurses who have said, I'm not taking any more shots. If you make me do that, I quit. I'm leaving. I'm going to go find something else to do. And if that happens, I mean, we're already short. They're tapping out the temporary staffing agencies. There literally are just, there's just no more. So if we have another 20% leave or more, potentially this next time around, it is literally a catastrophe waiting to happen. So how do you feel about the federally mandated nursing home staffing proposals and these new mandates? I mean, so on the consumer side, you're like, hey, the more staffing, the better. Right? But if you're in the trenches and there is no one to hire, what are you going to do? And oh, by the way, the government keeps decreasing their reimbursement to these providers. So you can't demand more and pay less. It doesn't work that way. Something has to give. Do you agree with Parkinson that it should be resolved at the state level and not the federal level? And what about the LPNs? Why were they left out? So how do you feel about the possibility of new COVID vaccine mandates? So I guess we'll see what happens. And just stay tuned on this, because I'll bring you updates on what happens coming into the future, because this one really caught my ear, and I just wanted to share that with you. So don't go away. I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of.
For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
They know that we don't know. Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about The Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So I'm asked all the time, when do you move? What's the right time? And I've covered that quite several times on the show previously. But I thought it's important because we're moving into the end of the year. I've recently talked about how demand is starting to increase, and then demand is off the charts in January and February. That's the highest demand of the entire year. And I'm having a lot of individuals and families reach out to Senior Care Consulting for assistance in a proactive search. And I'm so appreciative of your trust and your belief in the program. And all of my clients say, we love that placement service with integrity that you offer. We love it that you don't receive reimbursement from any of the providers. We know that you have a fiduciary type of an approach. You have our best interest in mind, and you're working for us and with us. And all of us are working on behalf of the elderly loved one needing placement. So again, I appreciate you so much. If you want to reach out and learn about Senior Care Consulting and how we might be able to help you, just give us a phone call at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. You could also visit online. It's an awesome website. Everybody loves this thing, and it's loaded with information. SeniorCareConsulting.com, SeniorCareConsulting.com. But once you've made the decision that, yeah, I think we need to move, or we need to proactively go through that search and selection process, you know, what must you determine before beginning that search? Okay, that's a super important question. And I talked about this before. Don't go out with the shotgun approach and just look at every place and the place by work and so-and-so at our church mentioned this place and just drive around. You're wasting your time, and I'm trying to help you to not do that. And this is exactly why people are spending, on average, 50 to 100 hours running around. They're trying to do their homework. They're trying to do their best. But it's a ridiculous amount of time. Our clients get through this in 3 or 4 hours, not 50 to 100 hours. So we save our clients an unbelievable amount of time. But here's what you need to know, what to determine before beginning your search. First of all, what level of care will you require? And so I relate, as far as some terminology here, I relate the level of care to licensure. It's a really simple way to do this. And I really clean this up for a lot of people, because there are a lot of folks out there that just don't explain this properly, in my opinion. So the level of care is related to your licensure. By the way, memory care is not a level of care. It's not. Show me the licensure for memory care, and I'll buy you dinner. Okay, and guess what? I won't be buying dinner because it doesn't exist, right? So the level of care would be long-term care, that nursing home level of care, that medical model, and your licensure says what you can and must and cannot provide, right? So it's very specific. The assisted living level of care, we've talked about that before. You could, and there are some different kind of variations on this depending on what state you're in. There's also a residential care licensure, which is basically kind of on the lighter side of assisted living. You have, in the state of Kansas, we have kind of a unique licensure called Home Plus. Now, a lot of other states just call it assisted living. They just, which is basically what it is. But in Kansas, it's Home Plus, and it's the assisted living level of care, kind of on the higher side of it, frankly, because that wide lane, they're on the kind of the higher end of assisted living. But it's provided in a house, in a ranch-style house that's been modified to care for up to 12 residents. So you talk about a home-like environment. Wow. They got that one down because you have a bedroom. You can hang out in the living room. Everyone eats family style in the kitchen and the dining room. And you're living in a house that's very comfortable. But you're receiving assisted living level of care. And then there's something called immediate care facility, which I won't get too far in the weeds here, but that's a nursing home that doesn't provide that Medicare certified skilled nursing and rehab. So what level of care will you or your loved one require? So that's first and foremost. And then what type of care do you need? Do you just need, I just call it general care, just everyday, right down the middle care. Do you need memory care? Maybe you need memory care today. Maybe we could need it down the road. Okay. Do they provide memory care? Well, as I mentioned earlier, all senior care communities can care for a resident with mild cognitive issues and impairment. But do they have a memory care unit or neighborhood? That's super important to know about, and it's super important to understand whether you need that or not. Do you need skilled nursing and rehab? Do you need mental health care, hospice care, respite care? So what level of care do you need? What type of care do you need? And then the big elephant in the room, how are we going to pay for this? If you hear the term private pay, that means you're paying with your own resources. Medicare, what does it pay for? Medicaid, what does that pay for? How do you qualify for it? There's long-term care insurance. There's the VA aid and attendance, pension benefit. All of this super, super important. So how are we going to pay for it? You've got to understand that. Yeah, and I always ask my clients the question, is there a possibility that you could outlive your assets? And if the answer is yes, then we need to talk about that and prepare for that and make sure that you won't have to move if your loved one outlives their assets. And there are ways to address that and accommodate that. But if you don't address that, you could be living in a place for a long time. You run out of money. You're making assumptions that you could stay there. And then you get this discharge notice. Hey, by the way, we're not a Medicaid certified community, and you're out of money, so you're going to have to move. You're like, what? Right? Well, senior care consulting clients avoid that altogether because we don't let that happen to you. It's just part of what we do. Location. We all want to be close. So what are the location parameters? How far out can we look? And how far are you willing to drive to get the best care for your loved one? And then any personal preferences and needs. So I've had one fellow say, never serve my mother fowl. And I'm like, what do you mean? You know, and he said, if it has a beak on it, she won't complain. She just won't eat. He said, so no turkey dinners at my house on Thanksgiving. And I'm like, okay, well, no one would ever guess that. So be sure to explain that to the staff so that they don't serve her something that she's not willing to eat. Mother's played piano for the last 60 years. It's part of her DNA. It fills her up. It makes her happy. Well, you know, we need to know whether they can accommodate some of these personal preferences and needs. So, again, before you ever begin your search, you need to know the level of care, the type of care that you'll need, payment method, location, and personal preferences and needs. If that sounds like a lot, that's because it is. If you want us to help you with that and walk alongside you to help make sure that you are looking at your best options and that you choose the best possible place that is available, give me a call at Senior Care Consulting. We offer a free consultation at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Representative Matt Gaetz says he'll try to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, a fellow Republican, from his leadership position this week. Telling ABC's This Week, he thinks the speaker was deceptive.
The one thing Democrats, Republicans, the White House, that we all have in common is that Kevin McCarthy at one point or another has lied to all of us. But if they want to keep him, then he belongs to them.
Gaetz's announcement comes after McCarthy relied on Democrat support to pass legislation that avoided a government shutdown. But the bill did not include any money for Ukraine. And President Biden vowed American aid to Ukraine will keep flowing for now as he tries to reassure allies of continued U.S. financial support for the war effort. But he warned Congress time's running out, then they need to act. Turkish warplanes carried out raids on suspected Kurdish rebel targets in northern Iraq following today's suicide attack on a government building in the Turkish capital. The BBC's Tom Daly reports.
Turkey's defense ministry said 20 targets had been destroyed and many militants neutralized in the operation, which they said targeted caves, bunkers, and depots used by the group. The strikes were in response to Sunday's blast outside the Interior Ministry in Ankara, just hours before Turkey's parliament reopened after its summer recess. It was the first bomb blast in the capital since 2016. The PKK has waged a long armed struggle in Turkey, fueled by its demands for an independent Kurdish state, something fiercely opposed by successive Turkish governments.
Meanwhile, folks overseas still recovering from the summertime. A lot of folks were heated this summer. California Governor Newsom, as we mentioned, naming LaFonza Butler, a Democrat strategist, to fill the vacant seat by the late Dianne Feinstein. More at Town Hall and SRN News.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
A fire inside a nightclub in Spain killed at least a dozen people.
Authorities in Spain's southeastern city of Murcia are confirming at least a dozen people are dead, with several others wounded, after the breakout of a fire in a nightclub there, and officials say the death toll could go up. Video from the scene shows firefighters inside the popular venue trying to control rapidly spreading flames. Police and emergency services are now working to secure the building from collapsing, while also locating and identifying bodies. Murcia City Council declares 3 days of mourning. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
An undetermined number of people have been killed, over 50 injured, when the roof of a church collapsed in northern Mexico during services Sunday. Approximately 30 prisoners are believed to be trapped in the rubble of the Santa Cruz Church, located in the Gulf Coast city of Ciudad Madero. Breaking news at townhall.com. A big celebration in Georgia for a former president.
Birthday wishes pouring in for former President Jimmy Carter, who turns 99 years old today. He's been under hospice care. There was a big party over the weekend at the Carter Center here in Atlanta, Georgia. Lots of red, white, and blue balloons and children making birthday cards for the former president and, of course, eating birthday cake. Carter serving between 1977 and 1981. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Mr. Carter's been in hospice care since February. His wife Rosalind was diagnosed with dementia in May. Federal student loan borrowers, listen up. You'll need to start making payments again this month after a 3-year pause due to the pandemic. If you've borrowed, you're encouraged to log into your studentaid.gov account, check who your loan servicer is, and once you know that, you can check account details to find out what your payment will be. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein we discuss a wide variety of issues that relate to your health and well-being. We take your phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. We got lots to discuss this weekend as we head into fall. 877-726-8255. And we got some great recorded questions. People can call 877-726-8255 anytime during the week, and they can record a question at their leisure, even if they're not listening live to the program. We got some great ones to field coming up. We're also going to talk about COVID. Now, I've avoided the topic of COVID for a while, and that has been intentional, and it is in direct contradistinction to what I did in the early days of the pandemic. I amped up our podcast so that we were podcasting not just 5 days per week, but 7 days per week, even recording podcast, extra podcasts on Sunday to bring you the latest dispatches from the front on COVID. And it was COVID, 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 24/7, 365 for quite a few months after COVID became a story in early 2020. But by January 2022, I wrote kind of a turning point article in our newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, entitled, Maybe It's Time to Talk Less About COVID. And in that article, I wrote, this new year, I made a resolution to talk less about COVID. It's taken center stage for nearly 2 years. In the early months of the pandemic, I broke precedent and issued breathless pandemic dispatches via my podcasts 7 days a week. We interviewed countless experts who offered their latest predictions and protective measures. But I wonder if I didn't inadvertently amplify the hysteria. So at the risk of reviving inordinate COVID obsession, today I'm going to talk a little bit about COVID. But before I get to that, last week, if you were listening to the program, something very interesting was transpiring while I did the program. My training partner over the summer, Angie, was doing a half Ironman at Coney Beach, Jones Beach, near Coney Island, but it's not Coney Island, it's Jones Beach, a little further east. And what was interesting is that we were tracking it in real time by means of an app, and the app could show you by means of an avatar of Angie with her picture where she was on that long, arduous course. It began with a 1.2-mile swim that was cut short due to weather conditions to 800 meters. That's still a considerable swim. That's about over 30 laps in a pool, followed by a 56-mile bike ride and a 13.1-mile run, which was compounded by the weather conditions that day because there were upwards of 20-mile-an-hour winds going crosswise as he did the bike ride, and then the run, though flat, was in rain and drizzle. And so we were tracking her. I was telling you, oh, she completed the swim. Oh, she is now embarking on the bike ride. She's now at mile 13. She's now at mile 22. Oh, she's finishing the bike ride. This is all during the program. Oh, she's just about to begin the run, but, you know, since it's a 13-mile run, she's going to finish sometime after the program is over. And then during my play-by-play, she actually disappeared from the app. And there was kind of an ambiguous message on the app saying, we have lost track of this contestant. She either left the field or we're having difficulty with the tracking device. And we didn't know what had happened because it was very excusable for her to pack it in under the circumstances. Or maybe she was injured. Maybe she fell down. It was kind of worrisome, and we didn't know what happened. But shortly after the broadcast, the app kicked in again and showed that she completed the race. The race took her 8 hours and 8 minutes, and so we congratulate Angie. You know, I know I left you in suspense because it was unclear what her fate was on that arduous course. And so we congratulate her. There's an article in the Bearcat News, or the college where she serves as head cross-country coach, and she's a great role model for her cross-country students, and she's a great role model as a mom making a comeback from her early triathlon efforts, because she's done some triathlons before, but after motherhood, yeah, a little bit of a setback and raising a child, this was her first foray back into the fray. And so we congratulate her for her fortitude. I trained hard with her over the summer, saw her determination, saw her careful training, her development of endurance and resilience. And so I know well the exhilaration of accomplishing your hard-won race goals. So a shout-out to Angie. And so coming back to the subject of COVID, one of my relatives posted on Facebook this week, my COVID vaccine appointment was canceled by CVS because there is a nationwide shortage now. Really? So what's going on is that there is a big push to get people to take the boosters. And yes, there's a COVID uptick with more people reporting infections. A few patients here and there in my practice have had it recently. Now, some of those people are COVID virgins who have until now eluded infections, but others are pre-infected and vaccinated, even some with multiple boosters, so that has not offered them a perfect bulwark against all misfortune. All of my patients have reported relatively mild symptoms lasting at most a few days. And yes, it's true that around 20,000 people have been hospitalized recently, quote, with COVID, but it's likely they had comorbid conditions like congestive heart failure or poorly controlled diabetes or immune suppression or frailty. So I'm not sure that we're seeing a big comeback of COVID. And so with or without the fall booster, I'm not sure that this amounts to a big health challenge, which is not to suggest that vaccines may be of some benefit to those who are at high risk, people who have comorbidities, the elderly, the frail, people with underlying medical conditions. But the White House and the CDC have recently stuck to their guns with a recommendation that everyone over the age of 6 months get the new COVID booster. But Americans, by and large, aren't biting. And this logjam over getting the vaccine, even though people want to get the vaccine, it's hard for them to get the vaccine. So paradoxically, we're pushing the vaccine, but there are supply chain problems and bureaucratic snafus with insurance coverage that are limiting people's ability to get the vaccine. So that's going to further undermine confidence in the vaccine effort. The Wall Street Journal weighed in an op-ed recently about the approval of the vaccine, which I think was really political, because what they're saying is that everybody over the age of 6 months should get it. Well, they're using the KISS principle, keep it simple, stupid. They don't want to differentiate between people who've had COVID before, people who are young and healthy. They don't want to make racial distinctions because, yes, there may be a question of equity, which they cited in their decision to say that everybody should get the booster, regardless of race, color, creed, age, underlying medical condition. The Wall Street Journal weighed in saying the FDA last week approved updated boosters based on data showing they generated antibodies and past studies purportedly demonstrating that the original vaccine and earlier booster versions work, but these are largely extrapolations based on flimsy evidence. No placebo-controlled trials have shown the boosters are effective, because we don't know. It's just basically, yeah, it's kind of like when you launch a rocket to the moon. We'd never, you know, prior to 1969, we never reached the moon. So how can you prove that you can reach the moon? Well, it's, you know, we did some shorter flights, and so it's an extrapolation. Yeah, we'll just go a little further and, you know, cross the fingers and toes and we'll reach the moon. And we did. That's an extrapolation. The studies on prior boosters systemically suffer from what scientists call healthy user bias. In other words, the people who seek these boosters, they're generally healthier individuals. You know, they're health conscious. They eat carefully. They exercise. They take their medications. The process by which healthier people who are more likely to receive a treatment skew retrospective analyses. So we'll talk more a little bit about our current COVID situation. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite your questions, your comments. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Hate Mail. When Preston writes a furious letter to a store demanding a refund for a broken snow globe, he gets assistant manager Dahlia fired and becomes entangled in some pen and ink warfare. In the hilarious comedy by Bill Corbett and Kira Avileski, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reddit. Hate Mail, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend. 877-726-8255, our number. And we got a live caller, Rita from Iowa. How you doing, Rita?
Yeah, hi, I'm fine, and I appreciate your show very much and your the information you dispense.
Thank you.
And I wanted to know about, I had a DEXA screening recently, and they want to put me on Prolia.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to discuss what my score is. I'm not sure that I totally understand that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. For the lumbar, it says T-score is minus 5.2 between L1 and L4.
Right, minus 5.2, really?
That's what it says.
Okay, keep going. And what about the hip?
It says hip is a minus 3.1.
Okay.
And then it tells about a Z-score for both of those.
Yeah.
For the lumbar, the Z-score is a minus 2.8.
Mm-hmm.
And for the hip, it is minus 1.1.
Okay. So how old are you?
I'll soon be 74.
Okay. So here's the deal. You know, what the T-score tells you is how you are in relationship to the average 35-year-old with optimal bone density. It's thought that, you know, perhaps that's the point at which our bone density peaks, especially for women. They tend to build bone density through adolescence, and they only begin to lose bone density at time of menopause when they lose their hormones. So the Z-score compares you to your age-matched group. So if you're a zero, that means you're average. If you're a minus anything, it means you're below average for your age. And if you're plus, it means you're above average. So I'm pretty surprised at your L1, L4 score, because a minus 5 is way, way low. And that means that you are at critical risk for a fracture. And this program is called Intelligent Medicine, which means the best of high tech and the best of natural therapies. And therefore, you know, based on what I'm hearing from you, if you're reading it to me correctly, you're at very high risk. And ordinarily, I'm kind of conservative about suggesting people take medication because I think there are a lot of natural ways to fortify bone. Let's put it another way. Let's go a little different direction on this. At 77, are you pretty, you're out there in Iowa, you know, nice rural area. Do you take walks? Do you take hikes? Are you pretty gainly when it comes to negotiating paths and walking?
Yeah, we take walks. Not that we do that every night, but I'm almost 74, not 77.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
That's worse, huh?
That's a touchy subject right there. Okay. I accelerated your aging already. All right. Not good. So the point that I'm trying to make is that, whether or not you are at risk for fractures is not simply a matter of your bone density. It's also a matter of how ungainly or gainly you are. I don't know if gainly is a word, but it is about your ability to move through space and negotiate obstacles and avoid trips and falls. And so if you, and you sound pretty spry, you sound, you know, very aware, and, you know, perhaps you're not on multiple medications like a lot of people your age, blood pressure medications that increase the risk for lightheadedness, psych meds and pain meds that make you dizzy. These are things that can impair balance. And so, you know, I would say that, unfortunately, you really probably do need to take medication if what you say is true. The results are actually very, very bad in terms of prognostication for fracture risk. But you could also take the supplements that are beneficial for bone. They alone won't turn the corner for you. You can take calcium, magnesium, strontium, vitamin K2, obviously vitamin D. You need to have your levels checked and you have to have your vitamin D optimized. But for you, I would suggest an intelligent medicine path, the best of both worlds, the conventional treatment along with the natural support and, of course, exercise and balance training to keep you from risk of falls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Visa, a global leader in digital payments, just released the fall 2023 edition of its biannual threats report. One finding concludes ransomware is on the rise, says Michael Jabara, vice president and head of global fraud services at Visa.
What we have seen is about a 90%+ increase over the previous 6-month period. Is it an unfortunate finding, but also an expected one?
Expected, says Michael, as there are more devices on the internet and the rise of AI tools as well. So what can we do about ransomware? Among other things, Michael says to remain vigilant.
It just starts with a mindset, being a proactive advocate on your behalf when it comes to cyber and fraud matters. Take a little bit of time to really determine whether the email, text message, even voicemail that you've received is legitimate or not.
Visa.com/security has more.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Every crisis is an opportunity for government to take our freedoms away. The Wall Street Journal reports that the Security and Exchange Commission has created a database to track every single stock transaction in your portfolio. Whether it be 9/11, the Patriot Act, when is this going to end? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Those infections of the lungs and lower respiratory tract spreads easily and quickly among infants and children. In fact, RSV is the leading cause of hospitalization in infants. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. Believe it or not, RSV is so widespread, almost all children are infected by H2. But now, there are more ways to help protect families from serious illnesses and diseases like RSV. Talk to your doctor about preventative options today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And if that lady from Iowa is still listening, I just wonder if her reporting of her results is off by a factor of 10, because she told me that she has a lumbar bone density, that is the bone density in her lumbar spine, of a minus 5, which would mean 5 standard deviations below normal, which is critical osteoporosis. I wonder if she missed by a decimal point. I wonder if it's 0.5, minus 0.5, which would mean that she's only slightly below normal, which kind of highlights the difference between a radio consult and an in-person visit with a knowledgeable physician who can actually say, well, wait a minute, let me look at that result. So just to clarify, this woman might be a candidate for medication, but it's not entirely sure. 877-726-8255, our number. And we got lots of recorded questions, and some of them were really good this week. So let's hear one of those.
Hi. I heard a teaching on the importance of the bacteria in the mouth, that it's needed to create nitric oxide and for proper microbiome in the gut. And when people use mouthwash, actually destroy that. But I use doTERRA, and I make my own wash oil just out of essential oils. It has no chemicals, just essential oils. And I was wondering if that would still cause the same problem. Does it destroy my good bacteria in my mouth that it's needed?
Okay, this is a really interesting question. Thanks for teeing off a discussion. Nitric oxide, abbreviated NO, that's why a lot of people say just say no to cardiovascular disease. It's very, very fundamental to blood flow and circulation. Nitric oxide dilates the blood vessels. And one of the ways that we get nitric oxide is through our diets, through what are called dietary nitrates. Dietary nitrates, you can find them in beets. That's why there's a lot of beet supplements that help you optimize blood pressure and promote circulation, and even with the potential that they may improve sexual functioning, because after all, what is Viagra, Levitra, Cialis? These are medications that increase nitric oxide. So the dietary nitrate, however, has to be converted to nitric oxide via bacterial metabolism. And some of that starts in your mouth. So some ingenious researchers asked the question back in 2015, could using potent antimicrobial mouthwashes, antiseptic mouthwashes, an example might be, you know, one of the most popular, Listerine, which, you know, basically kills things off, or chlorhexidine, which is sometimes given to people who have periodontal disease. It's a potent antimicrobial. If they could kill off the oral flora to the point where the conversion from dietary nitrate to nitric oxide might be inhibited. And in fact, small study, 15 hypertensive men and women were recruited in this study. They used an antibacterial mouthwash for 3 days. And what they found is that there was indeed decreased oral nitrate to nitrite reduction, which impaired nitric oxide production. And there was an impact on blood pressure, although it was slight. The use of antibacterial mouthwash over 3 days resulted in higher systolic blood pressure by around 2 points. Not much. Didn't affect diastolic blood pressure. And so the conclusion was that, and I'm reading here from the study, interruption of the nitrate, nitrite, nitric oxide pathway through the use of antibacterial mouthwash was paralleled by a small elevation of systolic blood pressure in treated hypertensive men and women. Okay, fine. So then the question arises, well, okay, if that happens with these powerful antiseptic mouthwashes, Will it happen with the herbal mouthwashes? And doTERRA, I looked it up. It's one of those over-the-counter mouthwashes that makes use of essential oils along with something called xylitol. And xylitol is actually the secret sauce in Spry Dental Defense Products. This is one of our sponsors. Clear, XLEAR.com is their website. And these inhibit bacteria, but they inhibit bacteria. They don't wipe them out. They don't completely eradicate all the good and all the bad bacteria in a kind of an indiscriminate fashion. They just, may slightly reduce the concentration, especially of pathogenic bacteria. That's according to studies. So I would say I would give you a pass with the doTERRA. Besides, the effect, the magnitude of the effect is relatively small. And so this is, something that has kind of morphed into a real significant story. You use mouthwash. If you're hypertensive, your blood pressure is going to skyrocket. Probably the magnitude of the effect is relatively small. The take-home point is consume a lot of dietary nitrates from beets, arugula, lots of fresh green leafy vegetables contain nitrates. Avoid the, highly chemicalized mouthwashes because they actually destroy some of the beneficial bacteria in your mouth and possibly downstream in your digestive tract. And use, more natural products that have a more subtle effect on reducing mouth odor and inhibiting the growth of the bad bacteria that cause tooth decay, periodontal disease, and halitosis. 877-726-8255, our number. This fall season is already upon us, and that, along with the lingering wildfires and other factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Now, Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits, the well-established benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. And together they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. And for a limited time, you can buy one container of NT Factor lipids powder. That's what I use. I put it in my shakes, and I sprinkle it on my desserts, even salads, and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor lipids powder, as I do, and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free. And breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. And so now back to our discussion of the current brouhaha over COVID making a comeback. There's been a problem with the current vaccine rollout, the booster. They say there are plenty of vaccines available, but bureaucratic snafus are leading to delays and cancellations of appointments, further undermining confidence in public health messaging. And so the U.S. is an outlier among nations in recommending the boosters for other than seniors and those with underlying risk factors. The U.K., for example, and many countries in Scandinavia and throughout Europe say, if you're over 65, yeah, consider the booster. If you have underlying medical conditions or if your doctor recommends the booster, but they're not saying that everybody needs to take the booster. Pfizer recently forecast that only 24% of Americans will be taking the booster this fall, leading them to schedule layoffs in their vaccine division. And uptake among children and adolescents is even more disappointing to health authorities. They're commissioning expensive NIH studies. They're saying, what's going on? They want to plumb the reasons why parents, many of whom themselves dutifully signed up for the vaccines and boosters, don't think their kids need them. So it all goes to the risk-benefit equation, because if the perceived risk of adverse reactions, which are real, exceeds the slight or negligible protective benefits, why boost? And here's an interesting study. Okay, so you might say that there's a strong case for having all healthcare workers take the vaccine because, number one, they might serve as a reservoir of infection. They might, if they get COVID, they might transmit pathogens to already debilitated patients. So they themselves have a right to be shielded from health threats because they're on the front lines. And, you know, patients with COVID enter the hospital and, you know, they should get the booster. Moreover, here's a consideration. Sickness among hospital staff can create critical manpower shortages. It's just when capacity is being overwhelmed, as in the early days of COVID. Well, there's a German study that just came out that looked at the effect of boosters on healthcare workers. And what they found was some counterintuitive. Among 1,704 healthcare workers, this is in Germany, 595, that's 35%, were on sick leave following at least one COVID-19 vaccination. That led to a total number of 1,550 sick days. And what they found was that the number of sick days and the rate of healthcare workers on sick leave significantly increased with each subsequent vaccination. I'm going to repeat that. So if you got the initial two, maybe, you know, some people had to take a day or two off because they didn't feel good. With each subsequent vaccination, including boosters, the sick days increased. The boosters placed an inordinate burden on staffing, particularly among nurses, who seem to experience more serious vaccine reactions. There's something about a male-female dichotomy. Men may be more resilient to the vaccines, although among younger men, among especially adolescent males and 20-somethings, there was a small but significant incidence of myocarditis, which is precisely the age group who are least likely to suffer severe consequences of getting a mild COVID infection. So do you want to trade the risk of myocarditis, albeit small, for some protection against COVID when it doesn't even prevent transmission? That's the other thing that has been highlighted is, well, take the shot now to prevent grandma from getting COVID. Well, very little evidence. In fact, lots of contrary evidence that suggests that transmission is not blocked by even the initial shots, and there's no evidence whatsoever on the boosters protecting the rest of the populace from getting infected with COVID. So some of the facts are coming back to haunt the CDC and the White House in making an indiscriminate recommendation that everybody should take the booster. And when we return, we'll talk more about the great political divide that's developing around this issue. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. With frequent wildfires contributing to airborne pollution and the fall allergy season upon us, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by wildfire pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by wildfire smoke. For a limited time, buy one container of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. odorless, and organically grown. Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Join Subaru in celebrating their fifth annual National Make a Dogs Day on October 22nd, a day to do something special for all dogs. This day, combined with the Subaru Loves Pets initiative, has helped many shelter animals find loving homes, including hard-to-adopt underdogs. Learn more at Subaru.com/Make a Dogs Day.
Did you know that numerous studies, including the multi-decade Harvard study of adult development, confirm that social ties and a sense of purpose are essential for our happiness? The Surgeon General says loneliness is hazardous to our health. I'm Natalia Sergi, Director of AmeriCorps Seniors. Volunteering provides us with the purpose and community we need to reduce loneliness and enhance our well-being as we age. At AmeriCorps Seniors, we provide volunteer opportunities for adults 55 and older by matching them with three programs, RSVP, the Foster Grandparent Program, and the Senior Companion Program. Older volunteers connect to their community and find meaningful ways to share their skills and experience. A recent study by AmeriCorps shows that 88% of AmeriCorps seniors volunteers felt less isolated while serving their community. If you are 55 or older, join us and stay connected by giving back. Visit AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment to get started today.
For nearly 10 years, Firehouse Subs guests have been asking for one thing. The return of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich. Ready for a return to flavor paradise? The beloved sandwich is back for a limited time, featuring a blend of sweet, savory, and tangy flavors with irresistible King's Hawaiian bread, slow-smoked pulled pork, melted pepper jack cheese, and slaw. Transport your taste buds to flavor paradise. It pairs perfectly with the new tropical cherry limeade with a pineapple flavor twist, available in original sparkling zero sugar and sparkling zero sugar. A portion of every purchase of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw will go to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation's Hawaii Disaster Relief Fund to support relief and recovery efforts in Hawaii. Since 2005, the foundation has awarded more than $77 million to first responders and public safety organizations across the country. To learn more, visit your local Firehouse Subs or visit www.firehousesubs.com. Sponsored by Firehouse Subs.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24-7, 365. You can call in anytime you like with a question. We've got a real bunch of excellent questions this weekend, so let's tackle one of them. Let's hear it.
I'm scheduled for a MRI of my liver to check up on a hemangioma that they caught by accident about 2-3 years ago. Anyway, I just was wondering what I can take, say I need the contrast to detoxify myself before and after the test. I would appreciate if there's anything I could do to wash away the chemicals that I have to have for this test.
Okay, this is a really great question because there is some controversy about the contrast that is used in MRIs. There's MRI without contrast, and then there's MRI with something called gadolinium, which is a rare earth that seems to light up areas where there's blood circulation, and it highlights the MRI, makes it easier to read. So I searched high and low for information about how to prevent gadolinium toxicity, or once you acquire gadolinium toxicity, how to get rid of it. And there's actually a very informative website called gadoliniumtoxicity.com where questions have been raised about the increased use of MRIs, the use has skyrocketed because MRIs are so great. They show you everything, you know, with great detail on the body. And especially people with brain-related problems, you know, if you hit your head or if you have some kind of, even headaches or some sort of movement problem, they want to do an MRI of your brain. And usually they'll, if they really want to get a close look, they'll do it with contrast. If they think you have MS or if they want to monitor the progress of your MS, they may give you multiple MRIs with gadolinium contrast. The problem is that in people with poor kidney function, the gadolinium is not eliminated well, and it may accumulate in the body, and in particular in the brain, and that is a concern. But they don't even know to what extent that is a real concern for people getting ordinary routine MRIs with contrast who don't have kidney failure or poor kidney function. In 2015, they announced that the FDA is evaluating the risk of brain deposits with repeated use of gadolinium-based contrast agents for MRIs. People reporting vague symptoms, burning symptoms, brain fog, fatigue, numbness and tingling, headache, insomnia. These are kind of vague symptoms. They're hard to prove that they're attributable to the gadolinium, but there's no question that gadolinium can accumulate in the body, even in people with normal kidney function. So is there something you can take? Can you take, milk thistle, or can you take N-acetylcysteine? And I got to say that none of those things, I mean, for example, if you're taking a lot of Tylenol, yeah, N-acetylcysteine will prevent the toxicity. If you are exposed to a lot of radiation, maybe antioxidants can be helpful. But this is not a radiation test. This is a magnetic test. And so what can be done? I think the best way to deal with this is to use gadolinium very sparingly and judiciously. You have a hemangioma, which is suspected. That's a fairly routine finding. Is it really, really, really necessary to use that contrast? And I would challenge the decision by the doctor and the radiologist to use contrast in this situation, because you've already had one, and maybe, just maybe, you shouldn't court potential disaster by having additional sequential gadolinium contrast studies if they're not really necessary. I mean, yeah, the doctors really want that information, but it probably is just an innocent hemangioma, which is a lake of blood, not a tumor in your liver, God forbid. So I would just suggest being very judicious about ordering MRIs with contrast. This is really something for patients to advocate for with their doctors. You know, ask the question, like, is it really necessary to use the contrast? How important is it? Is it going to make a difference? What can you find out that makes it worth running the risk that gadolinium is going to accumulate in my body? And I think if there's sufficient pushback, there will be less cases of people exposed to excess gadolinium. There are treatments for this, but they're highly speculative. Chelation therapy may be helpful. There's unusual chelating agents which are being proposed, but all that is on the research level. Is it really, are they safe? Are they effective? Does it make a difference? Is it really necessary to give people unusual intravenous treatments to rid their bodies of gadolinium? The answer is unclear. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Great questions this hour. Keep it coming. This is the Intelligent Medicine Radio Program.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
RSV, a virus that causes infections of the lungs and lower respiratory tract, spreads easily and quickly among infants and children. In fact, RSV is the leading cause of hospitalization in infants. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. Believe it or not, RSV is so widespread, almost all children are infected by H2. But now, there are more ways to help protect families from serious illnesses and diseases like RSV. Talk to your doctor about preventative options today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of SC.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. California Governor Newsom will name LaFonza Butler, a Democrat strategist and advisor to Kamala Harris's 2020 failed presidential campaign, to fill the vacant Senate seat held by the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. In choosing Butler, Newsom fulfills his pledge to appoint a black woman if Feinstein's seat should become open. Former President Trump has his eye on a big presidential primary prize in that state.
The former president made a personal pitch to California Republicans on Friday at their state convention in Anaheim. He declared that help is on the way to his supporters in a state where Democrats are dominant. Trump is working to solidify his support in the Golden State. California's 169 convention delegates are the biggest prize in the race for the GOP nomination, and Trump can win them all by getting at least 50% of the vote in the March 5th primary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal student loan borrowers will need to start making payments again this month after a three-year-plus pause due to the pandemic. The UK is suggesting the British training of Ukrainian soldiers could move into Western Ukraine.
Britain's new defense secretary suggests that military training of Ukrainian soldiers that currently takes place at UK bases could move into Western Ukraine. In a newspaper interview, recently appointed defense minister Grant Shapps says he's in discussions with the British Army about it. But Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is ruling out speculation of an imminent deployment, telling reporters that Shapps' suggestion is not for the here and now, but possibly the long term. Russia is criticizing the proposal, with former president and deputy head of Russia's Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev, claiming Shapps is pushing toward a third world war. Mimi Montgomery, London.
And you can always check out the latest news and read the best analysis. Find them both when you log on to townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The head of the European Central Bank says interest rates will stay high long enough to restrict business activity for as long as necessary.
Christine Lagarde says the high interest rates are designed to beat back inflation because upward pressure on prices remains strong. Lagarde says strong spending on holidays and travel and increasing wages were slowing the decline in price levels, even as the economy in the 20 countries that use the euro currency stays sluggish. The ECB recently raised its benchmark deposit rate to an all-time high of 4% after a record pace of increases.
Jeremy House reporting. Analysts think the ECB may be done raising rates given signs of increasing weakness in the European economy. Brazilian President Lula da Silva has been discharged from the hospital just 2 days after undergoing successful hip replacement surgery. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Europe wins back the Ryder Cup.
Europe has secured a 5-point win to reclaim the Ryder Cup from the United States in Rome. The U.S. kept the final day singles alive until match 11 when Ricky Fowler conceded a 2-foot-8-inch putt to Tommy Fleetwood that guaranteed the home team's victory. The U.S. entered the final day singles 5 points behind, and despite wins from Patrick Cantlay, Max Homa, Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas and Xander Schauffele, couldn't reduce that deficit, Europe finishing 16.5, the U.S. 11.5. The American team never recovered from a 4-0 loss in the opening day foursomes. I'm Graham Agars.
Georgia holds on to the number one spot in college football after needing a late touchdown to escape with a win at Auburn Saturday. Meanwhile, Michigan stays at number two, but not by much, over Texas, followed by Ohio State and Florida State, rounding out the top five. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Get your podcast.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open this time with Jack Benny, and then one of his best-loved cast members heads up his own comedy program, as Phil Harris stars alongside his wife, Atlas Faye, in their series sponsored by Rexall Drugs. You'll soon understand why I mentioned that company, because it becomes an early joke in this opening episode. As we roll into this one, you'll hear cartoon voice legend Mel Blanc as Mervin the Soda Jerk, speaking with Flossie the new waitress as voiced by Sandra Gould. And later a special treat, as an unusual action by Benny is connected to the first appearance of recurring character John L.C. Savoni, as played by Frank Fontaine. Oh, and be sure to pay close attention to the lyrics to Dennis Day's song. This is from April 9th. 1950.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, on the corner of CBS Square, there's a small drugstore which is frequently visited by radio personalities.
At the moment, Mervin, the soda jerker, is talking to Flossie, the new waitress.
Take it easy, Flossie. Don't be so nervous.
I can't help it, Mervin. After all, this is my first day as a waitress.
Yeah, it's nothing to worry about. What did you used to do?
I was in the movies.
You? You was in the movies?
Yeah. I was head popcorn popper at the Pantages.
Well, why did you quit?
My boyfriend got tired of kissing my salty fingers. Gee, I hope I make good at this job.
Oh, don't worry. You'll do all right. Uh-oh. Get ready for business. Here comes Jack Benny and some of his cast.
Oh, gee, celebrities. Who are they?
Dennis Day, Don Wilson, Phil Harris, and Jack Benny. You see? They're starting across the street.
Oh, yeah. Which one is Jack Benny?
The one that looks like he won't make it. Hey, you better set a table for him.
Okay, Mervin. Give me 4 glasses of water.
You'll only need 3. One of them never touches the stuff. Now, come on. You better get busy, Flossie.
Now, come on, fellas. There are plenty of tables.
Let's sit over by the window.
Okay, by me.
Hiya, Mervin.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Phil, why do you always make him do that?
Well, it only costs me $1 a month, and if my sponsor comes in, he'll be impressed.
Why?
Because this is a thrifty drugstore.
Oh. Well, let's sit down, fellas.
Your order, please.
Get some new talent here.
Your order, please, gentlemen.
I'll take a ham sandwich on rye and a cup of coffee.
Yes, sir.
I'll have the same.
Yes, sir.
And I'll have a glass of milk and some apple pie a la mode.
Yes, sir. What flavor ice cream do you want on your pie?
Oh, no ice cream. Just put on a scoop of mashed potatoes.
Dennis, why in the world do you order pie with a scoop of mashed potatoes?
Because I'm a slow eater.
What's that got to do with it?
Ice cream melts.
Well, I asked him. He answered me. Now I'm too sick to eat.
What do you have, sir?
Well, I'll have a shrimp cocktail, some clam chowder, a porterhouse steak, hearts of lettuce with Thousand Island dressing, some green peas, French fried potatoes, a piece of chocolate layer cake, and a cup of coffee. Can you remember that?
I hope I can carry it.
That'll be all, miss.
Thank you. I'll be right back with your orders, gentlemen.
Say, fellas. Hey, she's a kind of cute-looking girl, isn't she?
Yeah. Nice personality.
Huh?
Beautiful red hair, sunny smile, trim ankles, cute little figure, and...
Phil, remember, you're married.
I know, but I can still take inventory, can I?
Yes. Hey, Dennis, what are you looking at?
There's lipstick on my glass.
Lipstick? Well, I'll call the waitress and tell her...
Oh, no, this is exciting.
Dad, what's exciting about lipstick on a glass?
It's spring, Dad. Spring.
Oh, be quiet.
Oh, say, Jack, there's a new record here in the jukebox called Deary. It's sung by Dennis.
By me? Oh, boy, I'm going over and play it.
All right, go.
Nobody touch my glass.
We won't. Play the record, will you?
To the Sousa band, my wasn't the music grand. Charter parties down by the seashore. Every 4th of July, test your memory, my dearie. Do you recall when Henry Ford couldn't even fix a running board under a Chandler 6? Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by. Dearie, do you remember when most gents owned asparagus hats, wing collars and derby hats, lovely ladies swinging their bustles? May those gentlemen sigh, test your memory, my dearie. Do you remember watching John L. win every fight? 'Cause nobody ducked from Sullivan's right. Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by. Jackie, do you remember leaving Waukegan, Illinois? Gosh, weren't you just a boy? That was long before love and bloom, and maybe Brahms' lullaby. Test your memory, my Jackie. Can you remember when your bankroll was very scant, when you played a lady in Charlie's Aunt? Jackie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by. Do you remember? If you remember, well, Jackie, you're much older than I.
I'm 39.
You're much older than I.
Gentlemen, have anything else?
No, not me. I've had enough.
I'll bring you a check in a minute.
Hey, say, Phil, how about coming over to my house for a little gin rummy?
Well, I'd like to, Jackson, but I got to go home and wash Alice's hair.
Phil, you wash Alice's hair?
I used to be on for Fitch. I got to use that stuff up some way.
What?
Slip yours off. I'll wash that, too.
Never mind. Say, Don, how about you coming over to my house?
Well, I wish I could, Jack, but I've got to go back to the studio and make some spot announcements.
Oh. Say, Dennis, would you like to come over to the house and play a little gin rummy with me?
No.
Why not?
You cheat.
I cheat?
I've been watching you. When you play, you deal off the top of the deck.
What?
The man I played with on the train always dealt off the bottom.
For heaven's sake, kid, when will you learn?
Take your check, gentlemen.
Oh, I'll take it.
Good, good. Well, fellas, I'm going home.
Mr. Benny, do you want me to drive you?
No, thanks, kid. It's such a nice evening, I think I'll walk. So long, boys.
So long, Jackie.
See, the weather's balmy. Spring is the nicest time of the year. Trees are green, flowers are in bloom. Makes a fella feel good. Tut tut tootsie, goodbye. Nyah. Tut tut tootsie. Where does Jolson get off saying he doesn't go nyah? Da 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 dum bum bum bum.
Excuse me, mister.
Huh?
Could you spare a dime for a cup of coffee?
A dime? Well, let's see. I haven't got a dime. The smallest I have is a half a dollar.
I haven't eaten since yesterday.
Well, look, buddy, here. Here, take the half a dollar.
Gee, mister, thanks. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Dum dum dum, say goodbye. Yum bum bing bum bum bum. Gee, that was nice of me. He only asked me for a dime, and I gave him a half a dollar. I wonder if it's deductible. What's the difference? Tut, 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 say goodbye. Half, half dollar, goodbye. Da dee da dum bum dee dum. Da 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 dum dum dee dum bum 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 bum. Tut, tut.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Well, Mr. Kitzel.
Benny, who was your friend, too, who I just saw you talking to?
My friend? Oh, that was some poor man who wanted a dime for a cup of coffee, but I gave him a half a dollar.
Bless your heart.
Thank you. By the way, Miss Kitzel, where are you going?
I'm on my way to the baseball game.
Oh, yes, yes, there is a game tonight. The Angels in San Diego. I didn't know you were such a fan.
Oh, my, yes. But I'll tell you one thing, Mr. Benny. The baseball players are not like they used to be.
You're right. Some of those old-timers were really great.
When I think of such players like Christy Mathewson, Ty Cobb, Rabbi Marinville.
No, but you mean Rabbit. Rabbit Marinville.
Rabbit? Him I never heard of. Well, I don't want to be late, Mr. Bennett. See you again.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Kitzel, yes. While I was in the drugstore, I meant to buy a package of Lucky Strikes, and I forgot to. Do you happen to have a...
Of course. I smoke Lucky. Oh. Yeah, have one of mine.
Well, thanks.
Believe me, Mr. Benny, I've been smoking Lucky Strikes for nigh on to 25 years.
You have?
Yeah. I'll never forget the first time I ever smoked a Lucky. The mildness, the smoothness. Oh, ho, ho.
You really like them, eh, Mr. Kitzel?
Like them. Not only are they round and frame and fully packed, but there's never a riff-raff in a Lucky.
No, you mean rough puff. And...
Riff-raff, rough puff. Light one and enjoy.
Thank you. Well, goodbye, Mr. Kitzel.
Sold America.
This is the Jack Benny Program. We'll be back with more right after this.
Turtle Bay's Harvest in the Gardens is Saturday, October 7th, featuring a hay maze, animals, live music, a mini farmer's market, pumpkin painting, and more. Harvest in the Gardens, Saturday, October 7th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Metro has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Turtle Bay's 17th annual fall plant sale is taking place Saturday, October 7th, featuring California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site for our region. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale, Saturday, October 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Roger, why'd you drop those dishes? All I said was I gave a man 50 cents. Rochester, you didn't have to push that second stack off the drain board.
I didn't touch them. They jumped off by themselves.
What a mess.
Boss, look at me.
Huh?
Did you really give a man 50 cents?
I certainly did, Rochester. And, you know, if I had known the wonderful feeling, the warm glow I'd get from being generous, I would have started earlier in life.
Boss, would you like to talk about my salary?
Mañana. That's a word I picked up in Palm Springs. Rochester, I've had a long day, so I think I'll go to bed.
Okay. Good night, boss.
Good night. Tut-tut-tutsie, goodbye. Tut-tut-tutsie, don't cry. See, I bet I'll really sleep tonight. Ah, this bed feels good. Feel good to get my shoes off, too. That's a funny-looking sock. Oh, for heaven's sake, I told Rochester a million times, don't put my gloves in that drawer. No wonder my toes were cold. They were separated.
Where are my pajamas?
Oh, here they are.
I don't ever remember being as tired.
Oh, my goodness, I almost forgot. Dear Diary, April 9th, 1950 cents. I mean, 1950. Today, I did a wonderful thing. A needy person asked me for a dime for a cup of coffee, and I gave him 50 cents. Rochester, what happened in the kitchen?
I don't know. I'm in bed.
Oh. Well, I better get to bed, too. I gotta get up early tomorrow morning and
play golf with Mary. Oh, gee, I forgot to call Luella and tell her about
giving that man 50 cents. Yeah, but then maybe that's too hammy.
It was nice of me, though. I didn't even know the fella, and I gave him 50 cents. 50 cents. He didn't have a gun or anything. I just gave him 50 cents.
Gentlemen, this is your CBS worldwide correspondent bringing you the event you've all been waiting for. Today, dignitaries from the four corners of the earth have gathered at this banquet to pay homage to the most generous man in the world, Jack Benny.
That's me. He's talking about me. They're giving me a banquet.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this great event is coming to you from the banquet room of the Taj Mahal. The dais is replete with dignitaries. A hush falls over the audience as the master of ceremonies rises to his feet. He is none other than the Honorable Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill? At a banquet for me?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with a deep feeling of pride that I have come here to preside on this wonderful occasion. Little did our guest of honor know that his exhibition of generosity would shake the very foundation of the world. I know that most of you were as shocked as I was. When the news reached me, I was sitting on the front steps of number 10 Downing Street. As you all know, I'm not quite inside yet. And now, as your master of ceremonies, it is my pleasure to bring you the next speaker, a great cinema star from Hollywood, Mr. James Cagney.
James Cagney?
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? It's a pleasure to be here. There are so many things going to be said tonight about Mr. Benny tossing four bits to a panhandler that I'm not the kind of a guy who makes flowery speeches. But I'd like to say one thing. Good health to all from the Taj Mahal.
Bill must be paying him, too.
And now for our next speaker. Another celebrity who not only regards Mr. Benny as his best friend, but has for many years had the good fortune of being Jackson's next-door neighbor.
He called me Jackson. Winnie called me Jackson.
And here he is, our next speaker, Mr. Ronald Coleman.
Ah, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If I were king, I couldn't possibly wish for a better neighbor. If I were king. Yes, if I were king, I would bestow upon our guest of honor the title of knighthood. If I were king. If I were king, I'd see that every man in my kingdom had 5 acres of land, a 10-room house, and a glass with lipstick on it. And now, before I conclude, I would like to assure Mr. Churchill that the 50 cents that Mr. Benny gave away came out of his own pocket and will not be deducted from the Marshall Plan.
Of course not.
Thank you, Ronnie.
That's quite... That's quite all right, Winnie.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Mr. Churchill is introducing the next speaker, I want to take this opportunity of passing through this vast audience and pointing out some of the other celebrities who are here today. At the far end of this table, I see Princess Elizabeth. Seated next to her is Madame Chiang Kai-shek. Looking down the table, we see Queen Juliana of the Netherlands. And seated next to the Queen, we have a lovely lady dressed in ermine cape, star sapphire tiara, and a diamond bracelet. I beg your pardon, miss, but I've taken the liberty of describing your jewel, so now may I ask, who are you?
I'm the girl who works in the drugstore.
Oh. Well, who is this sitting beside you?
Don Wilson. He hasn't finished eating yet.
So now, once again, we take you to the dais and Winston Churchill.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, another great man and speaker, Mr. Cary Grant.
Good evening.
Cary Grant is here, too.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy to be here tonight at the Taj Mahal honoring this great man. I'd like to say only this. Mr. Benny may have had the experience of being Charlie's aunt, but I was a male war bride. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Grant. And now we come to one of the highlights of the evening. A man to whom Mr. Benny gave the 50 cents. Mr. John L. C. Savoni.
That's the guy. That's the guy I gave the money to.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to have this chance to talk to you because, I have a confession to make. When Mr. Benny gave me the 50 cents, I didn't want to buy nothing to eat. I just wanted to take the 50 cents and, buy a sweepstake ticket.
A sweepstake ticket?
Well, I did. And that night I went home and I was just hanging around the house. I wasn't doing anything. Just hanging around the house. I didn't feel like doing anything. So, I was hanging around the house and, I started listening to the radio. All of a sudden, the radio started talking to me. And I had the radio for 3 years. I never said anything to the radio. The radio never said anything to me. I didn't speak to any furniture in my house at all. All of a sudden, the radio says, did you notice you are the winner of $150,000? I said, who? You. Me? Yeah. I said, do you know what my number is? He said, your number is 204-759-0307-M69907. 389044. 8773, John L. C. Savoni. I said, holy smoke, that's me.
$150,000?
That's what I won.
And $150,000 is mine. I gave you the 50 cents. I paid for that ticket. It's mine. It's mine. I paid for it. I paid for it. Do you hear? It's mine. I paid for it.
Boss, boss!
It's mine. It's mine. I paid for it.
Boss, wake up!
I paid...
Huh? Huh?
Boss, you've been yelling in your sleep.
Oh. Oh, yes, I was dreaming.
What were you dreaming, boss?
About giving that man 50 cents. Oh, for heaven's sake, there go the rest of the dish.
Ladies and gentlemen, the impersonations of Winston Churchill, James Cagney, Cary Grant, and Mr. Silvoni, the man I gave the 50 cents to, were done. All of these impersonations were done by Frankie Fontaine. Ronald Coleman was impersonated by Dennis Day.
The impersonation of giving away 50 cents was done by Jack Benny.
Thank you, Don. Thank you. Good night.
From April 9, 1950, and marking the first time Frank Fontaine was heard as John L.C. Savoni. After hearing the live audience's reaction, you can see why Benny was sure to have Fontaine as Savoni return to the series, as well as appear on Jack's TV show. And he would play a similar character known as Crazy Guggenheim over on Jackie Gleason's program. The drugstore waitress Flossie was played by Sandra Gould, who would also spend time as Miss Duffy on the radio comedy Duffy's Tavern, and later was the second actress to play nosy neighbor Gladys Kravitz on the 1960s television sitcom Bewitched. Artie Auerbach was the Yiddish accent in Mr. Kitzel, and frequent cast member Mel Blanc was heard as Mervin the Soda Jerk. Of course, you all know Blanc for his dozens of Looney Tunes characters, including Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and Porky Pig. Frank Nelson was the radio announcer in Jack's dream. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier you heard Phil making jokes about both Fitch Shampoo and Rexall Drugstores, two of the companies who sponsored his radio series. And that's where we're headed next. The Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show on Wynn Radio was right after this break.
The legendary Sherlock Holmes is desperate for a new case.
I cannot live without brain work. What else is there to live for? What is the use of having powers when one has no field upon which to exert them? Crime is commonplace. Existence is commonplace.
Fortunately for him, Radio Spirits has 17 mysteries for him to solve. In their 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red-Headed League, and Other Mysteries.
But these are deeper waters than I'd thought. I should like to have a little glance into the details of this case. There's something in it which fascinates me extremely. If you'll permit it, Watson, we'll step round with the inspector to test the truth of one or two little fancies of mine.
Would it make any difference if I objected?
None whatsoever.
The game's afoot. Radio producer Jim French brings you Holmes and Watson at their best, in elegant adaptations of original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
No, Watson. The born criminal is often a monstrous egotist. His mind is unhinged from the beginning. What he wants, he must have. Because he thinks a thing, it is right. Because he does a thing, it will escape detection.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirits, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red-Headed League, and Other Mysteries. It's half price for a limited time. Yes, pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD7. But look sharp.
Inspector, look out!
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get The Red-Headed League and Other Mysteries for only $15.98 today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD7.
You've reasoned it out beautifully, Holmes. It's so long a chain, and yet every link rings true.
It saved me from ennui. Alas, I already feel it closing in upon me. My life is spent in one long effort to escape from the commonplace of existence. These little problems help me to do so.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. In Greenville, Texas, it's not uncommon for military veterans to find reintegration back into civilian life challenging to at least some degree. However, while a period of adjustment may be all it takes for some veterans, the scars that some carry can make the transition more difficult. For those who are struggling with mental health challenges such as trauma, extreme grief, severe depression, suicidal thoughts, or self-harm, Glen Oaks Hospital in Greenville has been reaching out to area veterans with its Veterans in Crisis program. As a mental health facility that provides both inpatient and outpatient services, Glen Oaks employs a team that includes psychiatrists, social workers, therapists, and dietitians and offers to help. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Wynn Radio Was, and our second in a row featuring Phil Harris. Before the break, he was heard as Jack Benny's boozy, scene-stealing bandleader. And now he heads up his very own program. This is from December 5th, 1948.
And now your Rexall Family Druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Mary Boland, Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Walter Scharf in his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Today, as we look in on the Harris home, Alice is reading, William is telling the children a story, and Phil has just finished talking on the telephone.
Who was that on the phone, Phil?
Oh, it was Frankie. He's coming over to see us about something. He wants us to do him a favor.
Frankie wants another favor from us?
Uh-oh. Come on, Alice, let's hide our piggy bank.
I'll hide my money purse.
I'll hide my annuity.
And I'll hide the silverware so he can't... Oh, stop! What's the matter with you guys? What makes you think he's coming over to borrow money?
Well, Philip, he's borrowed from all of us. I've kept track of every penny he owes us, and so far it amounts to $803.22.
Well, he put the bite on me for $500 of that.
And he got to me for $300.
He tapped Phyllis and me for a quick $3.
Well, that's only $803. Who loaned him the $22? Willie! Well, you went overboard, didn't you, kid?
Gee whiz, you just let it fly like that. They're just reckless, aren't you? Let me ask you something. You loaned them all of 22 cents?
Well, he got me in a moment of weakness. I'm afraid I'll never see my 22 cents again.
Why don't you hire Jerry Giesler and sue him?
Don't be ridiculous. You don't hire a lawyer for a comparatively small sum like that. Besides, my collection agency is taking care of it.
I didn't know Frankie had borrowed money from the children. Why did you girls lend him $3?
We couldn't turn him down, Mommy. He told us it was for a very worthy cause.
What worthy cause?
His grandfather needed a major operation.
A major operation for $3? Did Uncle Frankie tell you what they operated on his grandfather for?
They removed a brass rail that was pressing against the bottom of his foot.
Bill, I won't stand for Frankie coming over and borrowing money from the children.
I keep telling you, he don't want money this time. He just wants us to do him a favor.
I wonder what kind of a wild scheme he has now. He comes up with the strangest request.
Oh, he does not. He never asks any... Now, that must be Frankie now. I wish they'd quit picking on him, Remley. Pretty level-headed guy. I'll say one thing for him. When he asks for something, it makes sense. Oh, hiya, Frankie.
Curly, can I rent your wife and two kids for 4 hours?
Can you rent my wife and... He must be on one of them send-send gags.
Oh, look, Curly, I'm in a spot and I gotta have a family quick. If you just lend me Alice and the kids, I'll pay you well.
Frankie. Frankie.
What's the matter?
What a horrible request. You want me to rent Alice and my children for money? You don't go around selling members of your family. It's unheard of. And I say, would you be interested in Willie at a bargain rate?
Curly, please, all I want is Alice and the children. Now, do I get them or don't I? Answer yes or no.
Remley, before I answer that, I'd like to ask one question.
Go ahead.
Why do you want to borrow my wife and children?
Well, you got a lot of nerve prying into my affairs.
You're not going to tell me, then I won't even listen to it.
All right, I'll tell you. My Aunt Harriet is flying in from Honolulu today, and I got to make an impression on her, or I'll never inherit all that dough she's got.
Wait a minute now.
Hmm?
Ain't that the aunt who disowned you when she found out you were a musician? She thought you were wild and irresistible, or irresponsible?
But a friend of mine who didn't want to see me lose the inheritance wrote to her and told her that I'd settled down, changed jobs, got married, and had a few children.
Remley.
Hmm?
Your friend never should have written a pack of lies like that just so you could inherit the money. That's a terrible thing to do.
I know. I hated myself after I wrote that letter. Now, Curly, can I have Alice and the kids as my family? Auntie's just stopping over for 4 hours.
I won't lend my family for any unhanded thing like that.
But, Curly, I'm not doing this entirely for myself. You see, Aunt Harriet said if she didn't leave her money to me, she'd leave it all to help bring back Prohibition.
Remley, I'm not lending Alice and the children to... Will 4 hours be long enough?
I knew you'd see it my way. My having a family will make Auntie very happy. Come on, let's go in and tell Alice.
Okay, but look, Remley.
What?
You want Alice to consent to this, you'd better not mention anything about being after your aunt's money.
But I'm not after her money. I'm merely thinking of Auntie's happiness. The money is only of primary importance.
It's the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show. Stay tuned for more right after this short break.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There's a lot that can go wrong in your business, but there's one thing that will eventually go wrong that you can be prepared for if you act right now. That is backing up your personal and business data. Someday, somewhere, that one-inch piece of plastic that powers your computer will fry, or someone will hack into your system, and you'll be left wondering, gee, do I have all of my stuff backed up? Emergencies with your data will happen. So today, you should have one hard copy backup in your office and two copies in the cloud. act today to protect your small business, or you may regret it.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
RSV, a virus that causes infections of the lungs and lower respiratory tract, spreads easily and quickly among infants and children. In fact, RSV is the leading cause of hospitalization in infants. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. Believe it or not, RSV is so widespread, almost all children are infected by H2. But now, there are more ways to help protect families from serious illnesses and diseases like RSV. Talk to your doctor about preventative options today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now, let's get back to the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show on When Radio Was.
So you see, Alice, that's why I told Aunt Harriet I had a wife and children. It's been her dream to see me happily married. Will you and the kids do it for her sake?
You want to make an old lady happy, don't you, honey?
Well, fellas, you're putting me in a spot. I don't think Frankie should have deluded his aunt like that, but, well, as long as he did, I'll do what I can to help.
Thanks, Alice. Now, look, you better brief the kids. We haven't got too much time. Addie's plane is due in a couple of hours.
Well, do we have to go to the airport to meet her?
No, she said she'd come directly to the house. After I told her about my sumptuous home, she's anxious to see it.
Your sumptuous home? That room you live in is so small it only has two walls.
Well, I'll admit it's not much, but it's all I have. Where else could I tell her to come?
Say, Frankie, I've got an idea.
Hmm?
Why don't you send a radiogram to your aunt's plane and tell her you've moved? Give her this address and tell her this is your home.
Alice, that's a wonderful idea. Sending her a radiogram telling her I live here. How'd you ever think of that?
Oh, it's nothing, Frankie, nothing. But wait a minute. Do you think she'll get the radiogram in time?
Yeah, she ought to. I sent it to her last night.
You certainly think of everything, don't you, kid?
Yeah. Always on my toes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I still don't think I should do this, but as long as I promised, I'd better go tell the children I have a new husband.
Yeah, you won't regret this, Alice. I'll make a very good husband. I'll be considerate and tender, and who knows, you might learn to love me, for as the years go by...
Wait! What years? Listen, this is a 4-hour time limit on this loan out with no options.
Well, is everybody all set to greet Aunt Harriet? She should be here any minute now.
I'm all ready, and I've briefed the children.
Good. Kids, you sure you know what to do?
Yes, Papa.
Papa? Who told you to call me that?
I did. I ain't gonna let them call you Daddy.
Oh, Curly, you're still here, huh? Might be hard to explain you to Auntie. Maybe you better run along. Get a room with a Y or something.
I'm staying right here.
But, Curly, if Aunt Harriet asks who you are, what am I going to tell her?
We could tell her he's my father.
Yeah, Yeah, that ought to work. He looks old enough to
cut it out. Now, just tell her I'm your friend. Tell her we play in the same band together.
Curly, I told you she hates musicians. She thinks I have a little business of my own.
Business? What business did you tell her you were in?
I told her I had a small store. Sort of a... Oh, that must be Auntie now. Come on, we'll all go to the door together. I want her to see my whole family at once. I wonder if Auntie will recognize me. She hasn't seen me since I was 2 years old.
In that case, you better let me open the door.
Huh?
The shock of seeing you growing up might be too much for that old girl.
Yeah.
Now just stand back and I'll let her in. Well, welcome, Aunt Harriet.
My nephew, you're even better looking than I pictured you.
But wait, I...
Oh, you've grown up to be a handsome, curly-headed rascal, haven't you?
But I'm not... Yeah, I guess I have, it's that.
Now, aren't you going to kiss your auntie, Curly?
Now, wait a minute, lady. Look, I'm trying to tell you that I'm not your nephew.
Well, if you're not my nephew, who is?
I am.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh? You're not disappointed, are you?
Oh, well, I got used to olives. I guess I can get used to anything. So you're my nephew, little Francis.
Francis. Well, bless your little heart, Francie.
Gee, Aunt Harriet, why'd you have to tell him that?
So his name is Francis, huh?
Yes, Francis Waldo Remley.
Waldo. This gets worse as it goes along. Francis Waldo Remley. That sounds almost as bad as Spangler Arlington Brew.
Francis, you're being rude. You haven't introduced me to your wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. Aunt Harriet, this is my wife, Alice.
How do you do, my dear?
Oh, hello, Aunt Harriet. I'm very happy to know you.
Why, you're very attractive, Alice. How come a pretty girl like you married Francis?
Well, there was a shortage during the war, and I had to take what I could get.
Thanks a lot, dear. Don't stand in the doorway, Aunt Harriet. Come on in. Auntie, I'd like you to meet my children. This is Phyllis, and this is little Alice.
Oh, what adorable darlings. How are you children?
We're fine, thank you. We're all right, but Aunt Harriet...
Yes, Alice?
What time do you explode?
What makes you think I'm going to explode?
Papa said you were loaded.
Francis, what does that mean?
The children got it wrong. You know how kids are. They got the word mixed up.
Oh.
I didn't say loaded. I said bloated. Corroded.
Have one more go at it, Waldo.
Girls, you'd better run upstairs and take your nap now.
Okay, Mommy. Goodbye, Aunt Harriet.
Goodbye, you little darlings. Oh, they're adorable, Francis.
Take after me.
The first half of an episode of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program from December 5th, 1948. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and when Phil was making fun of Frankie's full name, he mentioned Spangler Arlington Brew, the real name of which handsome Hollywood leading man? I'll tell you and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee, a perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me?
Get Cafe Culture today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Use promo code CAFE33 to save on shipping. Take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Remember promo code CAFE33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride.
Ready.
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Spangler Arlington Brew. That was the real name of handsome Hollywood leading man, Robert Taylor, Barbara Stanwyck's second husband, and star of a wide variety of films, including Magnificent Obsession, Batan, and Undercurrent. He also later did some television. For example, in the late 1960s, he hosted Death Valley Days, replacing a fellow who left that series to become the governor of California, Ronald Reagan. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we're all out of time. But hey, visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcement.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.